out-of-town man. Hi there. I have a different kind of voice. You see, I am from out-of-town. Hello?
How come Southerners sound gay more often than not?
Dale?
Is it possible that the accent...
But it's the accent
itself to being
a little
perceptible
bit.
If it like it's either like it, like there's a harsh difference between the straight Southern accent and the gay Southern accent.
Well, maybe? it has to be that Southern like Georgia and Alabama kind of like gentleman accent.
Maybe it's a
like,
Southern belt.
I'm a Southern gentleman, you see, because
oh, that's
long
not
it,
me.
Versus the
I'm not even sure now, where I'm this, from because I've been out of town for
yeah,
so long.
There's the Southern hick though. Who's like, hey man, let's get ourselves some Bud Light, drink some fucking shoot a faggot beer.
My name is Guy.
Howdy,
so
guy.
You can just call me out of town,
well,
Guy.
Howdy, Guy.
I'm from out of town.
You sound like a faggot.
No.
Okay.
You see, I am generally from the same culture as you, and we share a common language, but I come from a place that has different customs and a different vernacular.
So what are some of those customs?
Creating endless opportunities for comical misunderstandings.
How many?
Haven't you ever seen Crocodile Dundee? I'm kind of like that guy.
Oh, okay. Have
but
you
not
shot
Australian.
A turkey
Remember
the
how
boat?
It was funny how he didn't know things, even though they said, hello, oh, I see you're white like me, and you speak the same language, but we're just kind of talking past each other.
And
that's what happens when you're from out of town.
He had a knife.
It's called a fish out of water.
He was like, that's not a knife. This is a knife.
That was the worst and accent.
Now, what's your name?
Well, that's because I'm from the deep hick south.
All right, okay. So, what's your name?
Fuck.
Tell me your name. Let's be friends. This friendship starts with first names.
Rafe.
Okay, Rafe. All right, Rafe. Now, I want to learn a little bit about your kind of customs and culture and
okay.
ways of talking.
Well,
right?
You just
now, what would you say? What
me.
Would you say if you were surprised by something?
Holy shit, Dick!
Oh, wow. Now, see, I like to see where there's actually some similarities, because I might go, well, fuck me in the dick hole if I was surprised by something. I'd say, fuck me in the dick hole.
I feel like that would be difficult to do.
All right, now, what would you say if you stubbed your toe?
Jesus Christ! And then I would have to say, I'm sorry, Lord.
Ah,
I apologize.
Now, where I come
taking
from...
Taking your Lord's name in vain.
We might say something like, oh, yank on my nuts and call me a pretty lady. When something goes wrong in our lives.
I don't feel like that would pass at my Ford F-150 club.
Now, what would you call a person you don't like?
Faggot?
Yeah.
Maybe nigger.
Yeah. No, okay. All right, we call him a boogerfoot.
It's not nearly as offensive.
Scram, boogerfoot. This is what I would say to somebody I don't like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at the F-150 club, we just talk about black folk a lot and how we don't like them.
All right.
Trump.
What would you say if you don't? What would you say to somebody if you didn't care what they were talking about? How would you get them to change the subject or simply go away?
Shut up, faggot.
Okay.
Trying to drink my Bud Light.
I would say I don't give two Chinamen's turds.
NASCAR.
That's what I would say.
Okay.
You ever seen a Chinaman?
They're the ones with the weird eyes?
Yeah. You sound like you might also be from out of town yourself.
I heard about them once. Yeah, I don't know how I made it this far north.
Oh.
My F-150 doesn't travel too far.
Now, where are you from originally?
The farthest south you can get.
Oh, I don't even remember.
Puerto Rico.
I don't remember where I'm from because I've been out of town for so long.
Yeah, most people wouldn't expect me from being from Puerto Rico, what with the F-150 and everything.
Now, you said your name is Rape?
Rafe.
Rafe, okay.
Rafe who loves Rafe?
Well, Rafe was a strange name for a fella.
Yeah.
Pretty suggestive. My name is Guy, but you can call me out of town Guy.
My friends that like to tailgate in the F-150 at soccer games like to call me Rafe Rape.
All right.
Kind of like that grape ape from the 70s.
But Rafe Rape.
Rafe Rape.
They rhyme.
Yeah, they rhyme.
Okay.
We're not very good at
rhyming.
Well,
it was nice meeting you.
Okay.
I'm feeling a little uncomfortable. You know, I'm kind of trying to just go around and make friends and learn about things up around here.
I was on my way to the Klan meeting.
Oh, okay.
So, you know.
Who are you over there?
Puerto Rico's known for a lot of Klan meetings. I don't know if anybody knew that.
Arlo.
Arlo. Well, nice to meet you, Arlo. My name's Guy. You can call me Out of Town Guy. I'm kind of a character.
Well, how do you do, man?
Oh, you sound like you might not from be around here either.
I sure ain't.
Where are you from?
I'm from Athens, Georgia.
Oh, wow. You know, I don't even know where I'm from because I've been out of town for so long, I don't remember.
Yeah.
And I never really had like a mother or a father or a brother or a family.
Well, shit on a stick.
Yeah.
Were you immaculately conceptualized like the Jesus?
I don't know who that is.
Me neither. I just hear about him in church all the time. Then I'm like, shit, I'm missing football.
Okay, now finally, who are you over there?
I was going to be Southern Gentleman.
Oh.
But Southern Gentleman with a gay accent.
Well, I have a general kind of feeling that I also might be from the South based on some of the things that I say and the way that I talk. How? What a coincidence that four of us would wind up way up north here.
Bless your heart.
Thank you.
I believe that's
I don't have anything else to say about
we
that.
We should all get to know each other over some mint juleps out on the patio.
With our penises out.
Preferably.
Is that made with Bud Light or Coors Light? Because if it's with Coors Light, I'm out. I don't drink none of that homo shit.
Now, okay.
That's what Daryl Waltrip would drink. And I'm an Earnhardt man, goddammit.
I don't understand.
I don't actually know what goes in.
He drank Good Wrench. You know that, right?
There's always a dark-skinned fella that
he always used to say, three Good Wrenches.
So now, what are you guys doing here? Why are we all talking into these things that look like, I don't know, it's kind of like a dick? Why are we talking into these?
I'm now offended. I feel like I ought to head back to Puerto Rico and help out my kin.
Looks like a cotton candy that went bad.
I tried to drop an F-150 off the beach of Florida.
Are the three of you just pretending to be out of town kind of to make fun of me? I get the feeling that I'm getting made fun of here a little bit, that I'm the butt of a joke that y'all are in on.
I'll show you a butt.
What is Hollywood?
It's a type of wood.
Hollywood.
It's filled with Jews.
Oh, you're getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Was a supposedly magical wood. Druids, remember them? The nature people, the nature worshippers. They used to make they used to make magic wands out of Hollywood. And they would say that you could wave Hollywood in front of something and change the behavior of an animal. So, isn't it interesting that this fucking place...
Did you just come up with this?
No, I've talked about this on the show before, but I just forgot. So when it was called Hollywood Land, that's more suggestive that the Hollywood... Like, because sometimes places end in wood, like Brentwood, the town where my... maybe someone in my family lives, but I shouldn't say more than that.
Buttwood?
Deadwood? Places end in wood.
Yes.
So you just think Hollywood is the name of a place, but if it was called Hollywood Land, then the Hollywood refers to the wood of the holly tree. It is the wood of the holly tree land. Now, why would you name a place where you put on little productions that influence people?
Ooh.
But what about the actual story of it being a residential development?
Well, how does the whole thing about where they... sacrifice people by pulling out their entrails and wrapping them around a tree.
The fuck?
How does that work into it?
Evil Dead?
The Druids. Yeah. The Druids used to sacrifice people that way.
Yeah.
They would pull out the end of your intestine, hook it onto the tree, and then wound you around the tree until your intestines.
Wait, how do they wind you around the tree? Like
that seems
they put
elaborate.
You in a cart? Do they carry you?
Multiple people carrying you and like going around the tree with you, so that you just like pulls out your entrails slowly.
That seems pretty awful.
Die a really awful way.
I want to go to sleep now.
And then we're going to head to the actual beach itself. This promises.
Okay. Anyway,
Huel's in at the Salton scene. He's just asking random people to drive by.
Well, Brett was talking about something.
Brett,
that was pretty much it. What I was saying is that the Jews are up to something.
Of course.
No, I was just listening to the latest about mind controlling people with the media.
I still think the counterpoint is I've been to developments called Timberwood, where they have Birchwood Drive, Pinewood Road, Elmwood Street.
You're saying this is a more likely other explanation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what about Hollywood, Florida? Which came first?
You're missing my point.
I get your point. I am trying to think non-conspiracy-ish.
Hollywood, Florida. I've been there.
You know what they call people who think non-conspiracy is?
Sheep.
Fucking sheep.
Mm-hmm. Or boring.
Yeah, well. Don't they call conspiracy people nut jobs?
Yes.
Oh.
Well.
But what else would you call them if you were trying to malign them and discredit them?
Idiots.
In fact, the very term conspiracy theory was invented by the CIA as a response to people asking questions about the Warren Commission.
I'm watching a video on that right now.
The conspiracy theory conspiracy?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, you are?
Can't you hear it? It's a projector, it's old.
Oh.
And it's over. That was fast.
So is this the show or what?
I don't
I'm from out of town.
We're 5 minutes in.
Yeah. Welcome to episode 299 of Pookie the Pang.
Oh, are you going to have a special celebratory thing? On
oh, my God.
Are we going to have such a production? Actually, that's what, you know how Nick hasn't been around on the regular show for a while, right?
People have noticed, yes.
He's been doing nothing.
Nobody cares about that.
But dealing poker for us and working on episode 300.
I want to rape kids.
Has he really?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, Nick. What? God, what? I hope he can deliver in a week.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, Nick, we are expecting big things.
So much.
Well,
so
if nothing happens, pressure. It's all his fault.
That's right.
Obviously, they're idiots and they should die.
So what? He's got 7 days to finish it. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, he does. That's all he's got.
He's like 2/3 down. I talked to him. He's like most of the way done already.
Oh,
it's going to be really good.
That's good to know.
Really
it's
good.
It's weird that he would be talking to you and not us.
He's got
it's going to be a very non-standard kind of Puke in the Gang show, too. It's going to really break away from the tradition of Puke in the Gang and go in this whole new direction.
Their mind.
He told me something similar.
It's going to set the stage for Puke in the Gang going here on out and set a whole another level of expectation for the listeners.
We were talking about it last night, and it was just like it was a nice moment. He was kind of it was just me and him, and he kind of got like almost welled up a little bit. He goes, "This is the best work I've ever done." And you know, I went to bed.
I was honestly a little uncomfortable about it because he's getting really emotional. And
I mean, he was all dressed
up. It's
not
like him, really.
He's got his outfit ready.
Uh huh. Yeah. Yeah. It involves him wearing high heels?
Yeah, I got a picture.
Mm. All right, great.
I'll pull it up in a second.
So that night I'm lying in bed, and I don't know why this thought came over me, but I was like, Nick does seem a little cold on the show lately. What if...
Or non-existent.
Now, I would never think that he would actually do this, but what if he's all just been telling everybody that he's working on episode 300?
He wouldn't do
that. And then the week comes, and there's no episode 300.
Well, he's usually man of his word.
I know.
Hmm.
What if he's been planning this for a while, though? And not to get all conspiratorial again, but what if he had, like, what if in, like, say, 2012, he's like, I fucking hate these guys. I hate this show.
That's the feeling I got.
Our listeners are either complete sheep or total nut jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Or sheep jobs filled with nuts.
I'm going to bide my time, and I'm going to find just the perfect moment to fuck everybody.
5 more years.
Effing enters.
And then I'm going to make it happen.
What if that is this episode 300? What if he hasn't actually done anything?
What
if? And what's he going to do? He's just going to leave us to flounder? Is that the right verb? To flounder?
Flounder, that's a verb, yes.
Is that like drowning kind of?
No, it's being at the bottom and going, oh.
No, I think floundering.
All that there is to eat down here is shrimp poop. Oh, I thought there was going to be something that I would like to eat, but this is just the poop of other things that swim around here.
No. I think
that's floundering.
I think floundering is way less emotional and much more physical. I think it's just flailing underwater.
Mm-hmm. We obviously need to check Urban Dictionary to figure out the proper definition of flounder.
Oh, yeah. Good, absolutely. Good call. I don't really answer the question.
Well, in the meantime, go to pukeinthegang.com/VIP and sign up for our private channel lounge.
Why?
I had to realize I was trying to spell dictionary at the same time. What? Flounder. The true definition of a flounder is a shapeless woman who has neither breasts nor an ass. She is thinly shaped up and down, much like the fish.
All right, so I've been vindicated. You see that, Brett? I was right.
Number two.
He wasn't paying attention, so he doesn't really know.
I was reading the chat. There's fucking lots of action in there.
Lots of action. Holy shit, Action Jackson.
Is the chat floundering?
Man, I would say the chat is fucking shrimping.
Shrimping? Yeah, what fish flails about the most? Are flounders known for flailing? Flailing flounder?
Octopus.
Floundering. I don't...
Yeah, they flail.
Oh, yeah. The Kraken.
Does marlin?
They jump. They're fast. They're graceful.
No, they're sleek.
They're gods.
When they get
creatures.
Them on, I guess is what I'm thinking of them when
well,
you
every
hook
fish
them.
When you kill
yeah, exactly.
something generally.
Yeah, but flailing is usually like waving your arms in all directions.
Yeah, and
like
an octopus has eight of those fucking.
Yeah, an octopus is like the king of flailing.
Yeah, it's like me flailing the best I can times four.
Times four, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now I can math.
Well, if you count your legs, it's you only times math. Two.
No, I don't flail my legs.
Okay.
That's hard to do because you're not in water.
Unless I'm floundering.
Then you flail your penis. Yeah.
Only when I'm floundering.
Okay.
Because I'm underwater and I'm suspended and I can shake, kick my legs and my arms.
Shake, shimmy, and roll.
Yeah. So.
So.
I.
Yeah, pukelini.com/VIP.
Oh, yeah. What can you find there?
That's what
I asked you, and you just said what?
Best. Yeah, because I was hoping that you would take over, and
I know.
So I could type, and then you didn't. And then
I like stumping you with questions.
It turns
on the
out
show.
It's really hard to type in things into a search box on the internet while you're trying to say pukingthegang.com/VIP contains our VIP content, extra shows after the fact. And
whenever Puke looks at his computer, you can just
shows.
Ask him very, very simple questions, and it totally stumps him.
Yeah. And then I have a recording of that.
And he just sits there like this. Clicking.
Yeah, because I thought of a thing I have to look up. And in regards to, episode 300 is next week of
yes.
the regular show, but we have actually done 660 separate little somethings when you include the PCO content, the break shows, any sort of special shit we've done in the regular shows. So we've done a lot of shit.
Yeah, I'm in kind of the same place.
Yeah.
I've done about 1,000 things.
So,
but I've been
doing
a show
too.
I have
folks.
Like hundreds of things to show you guys from Tumblr.
I'm afraid that that's something you should wait for the School Sucks project and do it on there.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if the School Sucks listeners will appreciate it quite as much as your listeners will.
Well, there's only one way to find
out. I don't know
if
our listeners appreciate it at all, but I feel like Dale needs his own podcast. It's called Dale Finds Stupid Weird Shit. But it would have to be a video podcast, Dale. Because most of the shit you have is very visual.
Oh, yeah, but a lot of it is the reaction is what people are interested in.
Well, that's why you just
the
go
reaction
to
that
you go to a
it.
School. Dale can't see you pointing to the talking to the mic sign because he's
all right.
He unfortunately found magnets.
Ooh, remember scared.
Why did you put
nuts?
These in front of me?
All right, fine.
I got it.
Why?
I got it. I know how to market podcasts. I'm good at this.
Okay.
New to the Puke and the Gang Network.
Fuck yeah!
Remember
trying to make a Pepe the Frog with him. Go ahead.
Remember Scared Straight. The thing they showed the kids?
Well,
yeah.
The shoes.
Okay.
In jail. They went to jail, yes.
We call this Dale Scares Straights.
Oh, yeah.
Where all he right. just shows them sick videos that
I'm
he's
in.
Kind of desensitized himself
to. I'm really doing my part to make sure that you guys stay straight and that you make more white babies.
Sure. Oh.
Okay. Oh, nice. Great. I was hoping this would get into white nationalism.
Well, there you go. There's my transition.
I love Nazis.
This is how we propagate the race.
I have to make sure that you yeah. keep making the white babies so I show you that's, the stuff to keep you from going gay because at any moment you could just
snap,
bam,
gay.
And be gay.
Gay.
So this
be
is like
gay,
this
yeah.
is like aversion therapy, right?
It's constantly that temptation is constantly out
is the,
there.
Is that the word? It's preemptive aversion
therapy. If I show you the Tumblr pic of the guy pushing a volleyball out of his behind.
Mm. How fully inflated?
Completely fully inflated.
Like Olympics regulation inflated?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
No Tom Brady
you don't believe
nonsense.
Me. I don't expect you to believe me. I don't expect you to believe me, but I can show you this.
No, we believe you, I think.
All
I
right. Well,
it.
Yeah, I think there
not right
is.
Now, of course.
You know,
the listeners don't want to hear about that.
There is that Kinsey scale thing where there is the question, how gay am I? And man, does
12.
It sound easy. You know? I mean, aside from, I guess there's like social implications that make it a little more difficult. And
okay, don't
that.
Just say, oh, because a dude wants to fuck and another dude wants to fuck, so they fuck and it's so easy.
Okay, fine. I won't say it.
Good, because it's been said a million times.
Yeah, I know.
I just like parades.
That's a much
and
better...
everything else about it is hard. You ever tried to stick your dick in a butt? Holy shit.
That is all true. There's
what
a hole with shit. Yeah.
Yeah, and usually men are bigger. You can't throw them around. As, like, you
yeah,
can't flip them over as
Dale
easy.
Dale taught us all about that several episodes
oh,
ago.
Oh, yeah.
What did I teach you about?
How to butt sex.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I proposed a funny scenario today involving gays.
Oh. Was it burning them?
No.
Okay. Your white nationalist card has been revoked.
Close, though. It was kidnapping them.
Oh, interesting.
I was talking to somebody, and I said, if you had to think of topics to talk about on a podcast with these type of people, what would you bring up? Kind of like Brett's podcast potpourri thing?
Sure. I actually very much want to talk about something else. I feel like I talk about it too much.
Oh, I'm talking about it, though.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking just about a scenario I envisioned in my head about kidnapping gays. Okay. I'm not asking you to talk about gays or butt stuff or anything like that. Mm. In fact, I would prefer you didn't. Surprise! We've covered it. So,
yes.
She said, I would talk about traveling all over different places and how in Portland, Oregon, before you feed a homeless person, you have to ask if they're a vegan. And then I just started thinking of stereotypes for different areas.
Now I know what we need to do is to go to Portland with spam
and
just start throwing it at homeless people.
That'd be kind of fun. Be kind of like PCU.
Yeah.
Be like, throw the meat at the vegans.
Yeah. Be like, are you a homeless vegan? And when they say yes, you just like pull out these cans of spam. You're like, this is all I got.
So the most stereotypical thing.
How hungry are you?
I could think of for San Francisco was she started telling her story and I cut her off and I said, oh, I know what happens next. You and Joey Gladstone hijack a trolley car full of Lady Gaga crossdressers. Then you guys got arrested and you had to escape from Alcatraz with the help of Sean Connery and Nick Cage. There was more to it, but that's all I can remember.
That's a very interesting scenario you've come up with.
I was entertaining myself with the movie playing out in my head.
Is this the PCU movie?
No, this is a movie I made up about Uncle Joey from Full House and some girl hijacking Lady Gaga's on a trolley and Alcatraz being open again.
What inspired this?
Stereotypes.
Booze.
All right.
I'm gonna say.
No, I was totally sober. It was about an hour and a half ago.
So if spam is the litmus test. Like, sure. How hungry does a vegan have to be?
Spam is vegan, isn't it? It's not real meat.
It's all ham, you retard.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's just spiced, the stuff that's like
it's short
not...
for spiced ham, I think.
Oh.
But it's kind like the, of. It's like the cheapest parts of the pig that are left over after everything
it's
else.
It's the bits that you like scrape off the bone after they process the ham hock and stuff like that.
Presumably it's also like processed a lot, right? It's not like you just cut a chunk of a pig and stick it in the can. It's more like a whole bunch of bits ground up.
And then a lot of fat, a lot of salt, and spices mushed back together with some...
I thought it was like powdered eggs.
It's what's in the dustpan after they sweep around the meat machine.
Yeah, exactly. And you glue, and there's some glue in there, some kind of food glue that holds it together, I assume.
Okay, I've seen chicken plants where there's a river of pink flowing out of the chicken plant. It's really gross and it stinks.
Yeah.
So it's like that with ham, and they take that river of ham, it goes into a hopper, and then they add an emulsifying agent.
Well, fat.
Something,
it's just fat.
Yeah, I guess.
It's a lot of fat.
Well, I think
like
there's stuff. Maybe there's stuff
fat.
In there. I'm not sure. And then, like, well, it's like if you
look up the
if you render the fat, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Then it becomes,
you render it as delicious.
But if
I don't know.
If the spam, the can of spam gets hot and then you open it, is it a liquid?
No. It's meat.
It is meat in theory. I mean, it's technically meat, I think, basically.
It is. It's fucking meat.
I don't know the details.
Who's had spam at this
once?
Table?
I have, I used
to eat it all the time in my youth.
I had it with macaroni and cheese. And you know what? You take it, you cut it, you slice it thin, you fry it in a pan, and you put it on macaroni and cheese and hot dog. You got a nice little dinner.
We've got, now this is odd. It says here on the official spam.com website, 6 simple ingredients. Pork with ham. I don't know how that's an...
Wait.
Pork is ham, and ham is pork.
Yeah, what's the difference?
I don't know. It says pork...
This is like a cock and a rooster. What's the difference?
Hang on. 2 cuts of the pig, 1 perfectly tender and juicy flavor. So their website has got salt, water, potato starch, that must be the binder, sugar, and sodium nitrite.
Yeah, so potato starch is used to thicken things. Like if you have chili and you want it to be... less soupy, you can put potato starch in it.
Go to Spam Brand Fun Facts. Go back to that page.
Oh. Fun Facts. There are 12.8 cans of Spam products eaten every second.
Really?
There are 15 different varieties of Spam products.
Really?
Spam products are sold in 44 countries around the world. Over 8 billion cans of Spam products have been sold. Big Ben in England is 1,163 Spam brand cans tall.
Now, here's the real test.
The Canjo is a banjo made using a Spam brand can. Did you know that, Brett?
Yeah, I did.
Spam brand can.
Spam banjo.
Sounds a little bit like this.
Here's the real test.
Yeah, what's that?
How many
Muslim vegan homeless Ooh. People do you think there are in Portland,
this
Oregon?
This is the whole thing. I feel like we need to survey people. I want to know how vegan are you? How yes. vegetarian are you? How Muslim are you?
Okay.
Like, all based on how many days you before, also, without eating anything yeah, yeah. before you would eat spam.
Let's not leave out the Jews.
We create what's called
Jews. Yeah. Jews.
We create what's called
Juice.
A spam funnel, right? to see who we can okay. actually get at the bottom to eat it.
yeah.
And then the question here's what I was getting
Jews
at.
Jews can't eat.
Ham.
Jews can't eat pigs.
Pork.
Why can't
no
Muslims
pork.
Either? I don't know, man.
Because they're idiots running around the fucking desert for 40 years, and they're like, you can't eat pork because you're going to get parasites.
This is Abrahamic.
Moses.
They're both Abrahamic religions that have similar origins.
Yeah, but so is Christianity. We eat ham. Ham, they serve ham at church.
Negative, sir.
They serve ham at church?
Brett, how could,
yeah, that's all because
of Paul. Supper? Ham and bean supper? What holiday that is for?
I don't know. I've heard of it. Dale, Puke wants something.
Paul was like the liberator
nope.
of the ham.
What, Puke?
I was not allowed to eat ham as a child in that Christian church that I was in. So, touche.
Wow.
Yeah. I know.
Could you ever see a Chinaman refusing pork?
We were stuck in a hotel once because I forget why. We were driving back, me and my brother and my mother, and we were in our grandparents' Oldsmobile that would say, the door is ajar. The door is ajar. And we got something happened, broke down, had to get it fixed. We're in a like hotel lobby or something like that. I was hungry. I go get a sandwich. My mother's like, it's a ham sandwich. I'm like, oh, no. Can I eat it? She was like, it'll be fine this one time. God won't, you know, understands or something like that. Religion is what I'm trying to say.
Here's what I
felt like shit when I was a kid because I was.
Here's
hungry
what I was
and
getting
I
at though. What do you do
sandwich?
For meat eaters? What do you use for the litmus
Kill
test?
Kill them.
What's the litmus test for like how hungry would you get before you eat like people?
Pig's eye
or something?
Oh, people would be fine.
Oh, that
it
movie
like
with
ham.
The soccer team in Argentina.
Oh yeah,
Alive, which
Dead.
Was also a book. One of the few books that I read, and I was like, oh fuck, come on. Eat that motherfucker. My mom's like, what are you reading? You're 7. I found it in their library, so I read it.
When I was 7,
Jeffrey Dahmer knows.
I was like 11 or 12.
I read books about terrorists.
Yeah, he did.
Raping people.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. You would have thought it would have turned out more like Puke.
Yeah, you're right. That's the kind of shit I read. I read about Jeffrey Dahmer and all of the serial killers.
We had to do a book report. And we had our choice of how we had to spice it up. So I did a diorama.
But this was post 9/11?
Nope. This is pre 9/11.
Okay.
I did a diorama of a bunch of military men in a desert.
Good job.
Crawling around.
America.
And then two Hummers driving. One was on fire and oh. upside down because there was an IED.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Yeah.
Nobody knew about IEDs before 9/11.
I did from this book.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Congrats.
I was ahead of my time.
So I want to ask a vegan, like, how long before they would eat Spam, and if they say never, I'd be like, okay, lock them in a room. Here's a can of Spam. Plenty of water.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Let's see how hungry you actually get.
Pretty certain the FBI won't be investigating me anytime soon. Okay, so you're San Francisco, your travels.
That's done.
Talking to vegans.
Already said.
That's it. Why did you choose both Portland and San Francisco?
I didn't choose Portland. I was having a conversation about multiple different locations.
Okay, and those two are the ones that came
And
out.
I proposed a fantasy scenario of what I would do in San Francisco, pretty much.
I see.
But speaking of different locations, it's been a while since we discussed this, and I really need to get into it because it really affected me this week.
Oh, what's that? Well, Las Vegas?
No.
Oh, yeah. Fuck those people.
On Wednesday...
Nobody cares.
I had to go to Massachusetts for work.
Oh?
And... You know, when you go down there, you're like, okay, you're going to hit traffic because Massachusetts has 10 times the population of New Hampshire, if not more. And so I drive down, and it's early. I leave at like 6:30. Or no, 6, I think, because I have to be there by 8, and it's normally an hour away. But I want to give myself 2 hours, twice the time, right? That means I'll average like 35 miles an hour for a two-hour drive to Massachusetts. And it's all highway. It's
Who
all
cares?
Interstate 93, which is the biggest highway in New Hampshire. So I'm heading south. I get to Manchester.
That's not very far south.
The city in New Hampshire,
you're like
right?
10 minutes into the drive now.
Yep.
Technically, yeah.
I get on to the interstate and immediately stop.
Oh.
Why? Because it's 6:30 in the morning. And
traffic, yeah.
There's not much traffic in New Hampshire, especially at 6:30 in the morning. What there is a bunch of fucking pussies because the fucking two-lane highway going south remains two lanes. But there's orange things on the side of the road, so everyone slows down.
What are
everyone,
orange things?
Cones.
Like oranges?
Like cones. Construction zones.
Okay, yeah.
Because there was a construction zone, traffic came to a grinding halt and was stop and go for 10 miles. It added a half hour to my drive. Finally, I get to Massachusetts. It's like 7:30 now, and that's approaching rush hour. Everyone's going to Boston. Everyone who lives in Salem, New Hampshire is hopping on the highway, crossing into Mass, and going down to Boston. All the Mass towns are all flowing onto the highway. You know what happened?
I'm going to Massachusetts.
Everyone's going 80 and 90 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And there's a shitload of cars on the road, way more than there was in New Hampshire, and it's not a problem. Everyone's moving. Eventually, my exit got backed up onto the highway, and I had to wait there for 15 minutes, but it was nowhere near as bad as looking at the lack of cars in New Hampshire and still wondering why each person is not going when the person in front of them is going. It was driving me fucking insane. So you know what happened? On Thursday, the next day...
There's some really bad New Hampshire drivers.
Yeah, I was behind somebody in a 55 doing probably between 45 and 50 the whole way.
They drive like grandmas.
Yes, but it's not just like you're saying, oh, I saw a person.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying I saw every person.
Yeah, they were all the people.
Every person's doing this. So the next day, I have to go to Portland, Maine. I have to be in Portland, Maine at 8 a.m. It's an hour and 40 minutes to where I'm going
normally.
You're
going to go find some of those vegan homeless people?
Yes. So I hit the road around 6 again, thinking I'll give myself some extra time. I'll be able to drink a bunch of coffee because I didn't get much sleep. I'm going to pull over a lot.
You're going to have to poop.
All the coffee I drank, and I'm going to pee on the side of the road a lot. And I'm, you know, it'll be fine. So I start driving to Portland, and I get through Rochester, New Hampshire, across into Maine, and it's all state highways, like one lane each direction, some passing zones. However, I immediately get stuck behind a big truck, and of course, nobody from New Hampshire or Maine or Vermont, and this would apply there too, no one will ever pass that truck.
Yep.
So my only opportunity, my only chance would be to pass 48 cars.
Yeah. I was on the way here. I saw one car. It went from five cars in front of me to four behind the slow fuck. Only one car passed. We went through like three passing zones. I was like, do I fucking go? Oh, here comes another car the other way. I couldn't make it.
Yeah. So eventually this truck turns off after about 20 minutes or
so. I want a car with like 400 horsepower just so I can get up to about 120 real fast so I can pass people on Route 9 and then die.
That would be ideal. So I don't know how no one else needs to be anywhere.
Like, that's how I feel a lot when I'm driving in New Hampshire. Like, there's people who drive 5 to 10 miles lower or or up to the speed limit, and there's a lot of them. Like,
you consider it lucky.
Everybody anywhere else in the country, everyone knows you go 10 miles over the speed limit standard.
Yeah.
That's the standard speed limit.
But if the speed limit is acceptable,
the speed limit or 5 to 10 miles lower than exactly. In some cases, more. 10 is the minimum.
Mm-hmm.
10 over is like bare minimum. That's how fast you go, and you can even do that and be fairly safe. Fairly confident you're not going to get pulled over, right? Or you won't get a ticket if you do get pulled over. So, but in New Hampshire, it's almost every time I get out on the road for any kind of long trip, I will get behind someone like that. That's why when you suggest to me that I take 28, which is like two lanes most of the way, just two one-way lanes and very little passing available, I will get behind someone who refuses to go more than the speed limit at all.
How was your drive up here on the interstate?
If it's 40, they won't go 41. Well, it was horrible. I don't know why the hell there's traffic right now.
Yeah,
in Concord,
I think leaf papers.
There's not actual traffic. It's not real traffic.
Oh.
It's a bunch of pussies.
Oh.
It's not traffic.
That makes traffic.
It doesn't
make. There's a bunch of people that won't go fast. That makes traffic.
We need a new name for it when it's pussies. It shouldn't.
Fruit bowling. No, that's something else.
calling it traffic is insulting to
It's insulting to traffic.
Yeah. The real, what's it called, gridlock of the city.
Yeah.
Where there's truckers and cab drivers
it
and people who know.
Yeah.
Fucking these lights and millions of people. This is just inevitable.
How can we mash the word traffic and narcissism together?
No.
Trafficism?
No, it needs to be worse. It needs to be something
self-centered
like...
Self-centered douche traffic.
What's an offensive word?
It's a certain obliviousness to everything that's going on around them with New Hampshire drivers.
It
the
is.
Other thing that's extremely common here, it happens almost every time I get on the road, someone pulls out in front of me going going at a decent clip, and they pull out in front of me and they go slow.
That's the worst is when they pull out in front of you and there's like no cars behind
you. Exactly.
And you're like, you fuck.
It's collective automotive idiocy.
If there's a lot of people behind me, there's a good chance I'll let them out.
Brett, I've got a word for you. Six letters.
Mm-hmm.
Two G's.
Six letters.
An N?
Oh, naggers.
No, don't.
Faggot.
Niger is what I was. Oh, no, that's 1G. Okay.
Yeah.
That, no, that's, all right, that's wrong.
You know who was kind of onto something with this? Hitler. He said.
No, you're right.
No, he said.
I love Nazis.
You know.
We need
I
to get rid of
build,
a lot of people.
Look, too many people. People aren't driving fast enough. These are the two problems.
Yes, two problems.
I'm going to gas millions the of Jews. Them and build the Autobahn.
Yeah, big road, less people.
It's like 1-2.
Big
one,
road
two.
Where fastest guy wins.
And it was probably the Jews that were going slowest.
Maybe. I mean, I think the Asians go pretty slow.
Not sure they had a lot of cars.
But
in the 30s.
So I'm looking forward
but
to...
But Andrew, I'm kind of half joking here. It sounds like this is like step one. Get really annoyed with everybody, right? Like, yeah. Is
step
like,
one, get annoyed. Step two, kill them all.
How does a democide?
I just saw a light go on in Andrew's eyes. He's like, "How do I deal with the pussies?"
How does a democide happen? Well, maybe it starts with what for most people is a minor annoyance that one vigilant guy, chooses to focus on, right?
Because you've
gotten some buy-in from us. I'm like, yeah, fuck these cunts. Fuck them.
Yeah.
We get everybody in a parking lot.
Okay.
And we just make
Trump to build a wall.
We just make an oval track in the parking lot.
Okay.
Everybody in whatever car they're in, you just say go. And at a certain point, they have to go around the track. And when they cross the finish line, within a certain amount of time, you can go through it no problem.
Okay.
But if you don't do it in a specific given time, spikes shoot up from the ground, stop everybody from crossing, and then bombs go off.
Okay. All right, yeah, because we're looking for practical solutions.
We just have a program. Whenever you go to renew your license, you perform this exercise.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. So that way you don't need to get everyone at the same time. Mm. You know,
no,
on
the
their
problem
birthdays.
Is you get stuck behind someone else who won't go. That's exactly the problem
we're
facing,
right? No, because that teaches you got to think on your toes. Because there are variables when you're driving around. There might be a squirrel.
You gotta
pass. I don't want to hit a squirrel.
Drive them off the road if they're stopping me from getting by? Because my life depends
either
on this.
Either A, drive them off the road, or B, just simply get around them.
You hit the
I'm saying that's the thing. What if I can't get around them without driving them off the road? Because a lot of
so
times,
be
like,
it.
It's like passing. It's like Puke was saying, trying to pass people in New Hampshire.
Yep, so be
and
it.
There's like people who won't pass the damn truck, and then you have to go like crazy.
They need
whatever.
To understand that it's life or death. So I'm looking forward to these state highways on my way to Portland, Maine.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just spent yesterday on the fucking highway in gridlock. Not gridlock.
Oh, you're
sorry.
Not taking 95.
Oh, I came up with it, Brett. Constipation traffic. It's like when there's a big piece of shit and it's stuck in your ass and you can't get it out.
How about we combine traffic with butt fuck and get...
Fuck traffic.
Butt fick.
Butt fick.
Butt raffic.
Colostomaphic.
I'll work on this.
Okay, you guys work on it. I'm going to keep telling my story. So,
anorific.
Butt plug traffic.
No, that sounds good.
Anal rape? What?
Anorific. Anal-rific.
Anal-rific.
You know, it is kind of like plugging up
the
system. It is sort of like backing things up. I feel
like constipation.
Yeah. You know what the worst thing? I got in traffic just recently the other day, and it was there was nothing. There was no bottleneck of any sort. Like, you know, you understand if the lanes merge and then pull apart, it's rubberneck. Mm-hmm. It's where there was nothing slowing people down. People are just slowing down because there's something on. There's like just because there's some sheriffs on the side of the road and some flashing lights.
Yeah. But at least that's
and there's nothing there. But they're slowing down to look at it.
At least that's something you can point to and go, oh, they're idiots because of this.
Right. Where in general, they're
at least it's not a complete unknown.
You're just you have no idea why they're
today. Today it was complete unknown. It would be like going 15 miles an hour, or stopped sometimes. Up the turnpike, and then all of a sudden it starts going again. And you're like, "What? Why was it going slow a moment ago?" It's just this weird kind of slinky effect.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's exacerbated by these pussies. You know what's funny? I've been trying to tell a traffic story for a while, and
you can't get to
in
it
in the middle of my traffic story.
Keep talking about
both
it.
Puke and Dale have told about 34 traffic stories. So
quandary,
you got to get to your point.
Oh really? Okay.
Okay. Go.
So. Looking forward to taking the secondary highways, the single lane roads, all that. You know, leaves are changing. It'll be a nice drive.
Ooh,
it's early in the morning. There won't be that much traffic. Yeah. So I get stuck behind that truck for a long time. No one will pass. Finally, the truck turns off.
You got behind a butt plug.
Then I get to go for about 32 seconds.
Oh.
At a decent clip before I get stuck behind more people. So I pass them, and I keep passing, and I go, I'm on a roll. I'm on a roll here. There's not a giant snake of cars yet.
And you know what?
Because this is the cushion of space from in front of that truck until the next snake of cars probably only 5 miles ahead of it. So I finally catch that snake of cars. And you know what? We slow down in a 55 to 15 miles per hour.
What?
You know what's happening? Sometimes people farm things.
What?
And farmers have tractors.
Oh,
they
no.
do, and they go on the road.
They go on the road.
No.
And I get that. But I understand, hey, I got a tractor. I got a field over here. I got a field over there. I got to get from this field to that field. How do I get there? Oh, there's this nice road. Let me just putz along on the shoulder while everyone passes me.
Yeah.
You know what pisses me off more
when
than farmers putzing on the road? Fucking bicyclists that are an inch and a half wide that are riding well into my lane. Around blind corners,
wait.
On secondary roads with no shoulder.
You were
they don't need to be there. They
behind?
Don't need to get from one field to another. Shut up. They don't need to get from one field to another. They are just riding just to interfere with the public.
Were you behind a bicycle tractor?
That's another pet peeve of mine. That's critical mass.
Oh, really? Can we hear four stories about
their whole purpose is to interfere with traffic.
So you were behind a tractor or a bicycle?
I was behind a track. Well, there was a tractor.
Because you were talking about tractors, and then you're like, bicycles!
Yes.
Fuck them!
Because Brett was about to get mad at tractor drivers, and I didn't want to blame the tractor drivers. I wanted to compare a bicyclist to a tractor driver.
No, but blame the tractor if the tractor doesn't get over.
So it's like, ooh,
let me get this
corn. Ooh, I'm the reason why there's ethanol in your gas.
Good point. I would be mad at him for that.
Food pyramid
so are you still not done with your story?
No, fuck no.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm not mad at the tractor driver because you know who I'm mad at? The tractor, he doesn't have mirrors. You know, he's towing shit. The thing only goes so fast.
He's a good American doing valuable work. There, I just did a 180 on that one.
He's going as fast as he can. You know who I'm mad at? The fucking pussy right behind him that will not go around him no matter what.
Yes,
no matter what.
Yes,
and
that's
then,
the butt plug.
Then the person behind that pussy has to go, how much of a pussy am I? Do I pass the car and the tractor? Well, I certainly could. My car has at least 130 horsepower, which is a very decent amount of power, easily pass somebody at 15 miles per hour. But nope, now it takes even more balls because we're passing two vehicles. And that just snowballs as you go back further and further and further. And the only person who has any balls is me. So what do? Now I'm going to pass as many cars as I can in this line and just squeeze my way in and make my way forward. And finally I pass the tractor, and as soon as I do, tractor turns.
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
Finally.
God damn it.
Now I got some open road in front of me, and I'm doing 90. I'm doing 90, and I'm pissed, and I think, Jesus Christ, if other people were as angry as me and had to sit through this but weren't as good as me, there would be death.
Oh,
because of these slow people.
That's how road rage occurs.
There would be death. If they just went a little faster, and it's their, if their initial response was to just pass, just to go faster, everybody would be so much safer. Because when we're all going this slow, you know what we're doing? We're going, oh, well, this really stinks. I guess I'll stare at my phone. I guess I'll watch Netflix. I guess I'll read articles. I guess I'll eat this salad.
Hey, guess what's up this year? Traffic fatalities.
Yes. And,
I just read an article before the show started.
Do you feel like you're going faster this year than you've ever gone before?
No.
Because
there's tractors, and there's bikes, and there's fucking...
Pussies. The pussies are the problem. There's tractors. There's always been tractors as long as there's been cars.
Exactly. Before!
Before
there were cars, there were tractors!
Exactly. So, finally, I get going. Doing 90.
Yep.
Next thing I know, school bus! School bus! And these school
buses
stop at every fucking house. I used to have to walk to my neighborhood's bus stop.
Exactly.
There was one stop for my neighborhood.
Those were the days when people would let their kids out of their sight for 5 seconds.
I rode the bus for 10 years. You know how many kids got hit by cars?
None!
One. Twice.
Okay. Sorry for him. Sorry, kid.
John got hit by a car twice.
Twice?
Yep.
That's a problem with John.
It is. It is. That's what I'm saying. And I feel like that's a pretty good ratio. Whole neighborhood full of kids, just John.
You do realize that you have like 45-minute traffic story, and me, and then Puke and I have like...
I know. But
30,
I'm angry about
second,
I'm really angry
second,
about mine.
1 minute traffic.
Because this is really cutting into my quality of life.
No,
it really is.
Hey, we're all there. We're all there, Andrew.
An hour and 40-minute drive to Portland took me 3 fucking hours. I get the drive to Massachusetts taking twice as long at rush hour on the way down than it did on the way back in the afternoon. I get that. It makes sense to me. I'm not upset about that. I expected it. I knew it. What I don't expect is an early morning drive to Portland where there's no population between here and Portland taking me literally almost twice as long to get there. 3 fucking hours to get to Portland. Do you know where you can get in 3 hours? Almost to New York City.
Yeah.
I could almost get to New York City in 3 hours, but I can't get to Portland, which is 72 miles away.
In New Hampshire, there's no cars. There's bad drivers, and there's poorly set up traffic lights and
roads
and things like that. The roads all suck.
I'm tingling with anger.
And so we have traffic for irrational reasons here.
Yeah.
All right. Believe me, I relate because like I'll be riding with Osborne, for instance, and he doesn't get furious when someone cuts him off. And I'm just sitting there.
I don't care when someone cuts me off. If they're doing it aggressively, I don't care.
There's no one behind you.
If they're doing it mindlessly, I care.
If there's no one behind you, it's not like they're in a hurry. It's not like they're going to have to wait a long time to get out. And you're going at a decent clip, and they pull out in front of you when all they had to do was wait a few more seconds for you to go by and then pull out.
Yeah. So
that pisses me off.
Let me interject here, okay? Because
Brett, bring some sanity.
I think we all understand your struggle. I think you've made your struggle very clear.
Uh-huh.
Your Kampf, as the Germans might say. Is very clear to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to find a way to turn the valve to release some of this pressure, and I think I have a solution. So I was...
Should I finish my story first before you give me the solution?
All right, so let's just bookmark that
done.
And say that I have
put
a solution.
Put a pin in that.
Yeah.
Still not done, Brett.
Because I want you to fully understand my problem.
Okay, well, this is an impassioned speech that you're giving. If you were giving this in front of like a large crowd of people, they'd be going nuts.
So I finally make it home from Portland and I go, fuck, I started shit an hour later than I expected, except I left way before Waze said I had to leave.
Right.
And my day got less productive. I finally make it home. I make it back home and I think, okay, what am I doing tomorrow? Because this started on Wednesday with Massachusetts. Thursday with Portland. Friday, what am I doing? Well...
Masturbating.
Have to be in Berlin, New Hampshire, which is 2 hours and 4 minutes north, up in the White Mountains.
Jesus, we just can't get away from these German themes.
2 hours and 4 minutes north in Berlin, and I have to be there at 7:30 to 8 a.m. So that tells me I should leave between 5 and 5:30, and that'll give me plenty of extra time to putz around, to really not stick to my schedule that well.
Uh-huh.
So... I leave at 5:30. It's still dark out. I hit the road, and here's the nice thing. All the traffic goes south in the morning rush hour.
Right.
No one's going from Concord to Berlin. People are going to Concord or to Manchester.
Right.
So I'm thinking, I'm looking forward, especially after yesterday, going to Portland on these state highways, I'm looking forward to New Hampshire's biggest, fastest, emptiest interstate. Interstate 93 north of Concord, and it just goes up to Canada and just sort of dissolves. That's just what I imagine in my head. I just imagine it just dissolves and cars just disappear.
Because you've never been that far.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of like the end of the world. So I'm looking forward to going up there. And it's the only stretch of highway in New Hampshire where the speed limit is 70.
Oh.
Goes up to 70. I go, even if there are slow people, a bunch of pussies going slow, which no one's actually going to do 70 because this is all foreign to them.
Right.
But it's not going to matter because it'll be an empty road with a few cars going slow and I just simply pass them. I just go right around them.
Sure.
And it's too
passing
early.
Lanes.
There won't be very many cops out. I'm going to book it. So I get on 93 going north. I get into the 70 mile an hour zone.
Uh-oh.
I basically set the cruise control at like 85 and I'm just cruising along.
Here
just
it comes.
Cruising along. Then I get up where it gets even less densely populated. I get north of the Lakes region. Now, there's nobody going either direction
anymore. Does 93 even go up to all the way up to Berlin?
Not directly, no.
Okay.
It goes to Franconia Notch.
Yeah.
And then it kind of jerks to the left and goes to Vermont. So, going up 93, and I got, you know, probably only about 25, 30 more minutes of 93 to go. And I'm thinking, oh, the next 25, 30 minutes are going to be gorgeous. They're going to be fast. I'm going to be looking at mountains and fog and leaves changing color. Listening to podcasts, drinking my coffee. This is going to be wonderful. Then.
Here it goes.
I'm getting anxious already.
Might also have a habit of setting yourself up for disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been up this highway a million times.
Okay.
I know what to expect. I know every road.
This girl's into all the same things I'm into. She's going to be wonderful.
Yeah.
That's an odd sequitur.
Sorry. I'm going up the highway, and I see a sign that says construction zone ahead.
No.
Right lane closed.
Uh-oh.
I go, okay. Not a problem. There's not enough people to have the zipper effect where we all back up,
right.
And then some jerks try and take the right lane all the way to the end and jerk in the last second, and then everyone's scared because they go, what's happening? I don't understand. And they slam on the brakes, and we all stop for an hour. That's not going to happen.
Right.
So we all merge. Everyone merges. It's great. You know what happens?
Oh, no.
As we all merge, there's a police car that pulls out, and I go, what's that guy doing? Maybe he's just making a U-turn in one of those cut-throughs. I don't know. But he slows down a whole bunch. You know why he slowed down? He slowed down to slow all of us down so he could let a construction vehicle out. You know what this construction vehicle was doing?
Paving.
Nothing. Painting. It was paint. Yes, it was painting the white lines on the road.
Okay.
At 10 miles per hour. So I thought, well, surely he'll do this for a few hundred feet, let this building string of cars pass him, and then continue a few hundred feet at a time, or a couple thousand feet maybe.
Yeah.
Surely this won't go on that long. So once it goes on for about 15 minutes, and I've made it a mile at most in that 15 minutes, and I go, this is insane. We have gathered every car on 93, put them all together, and made them all go 10 miles per hour. So I think, well, where's the next exit at? Here's the problem. Once you get up north of the Lakes region,
there
the exits are like 15 miles apart.
Oh, yeah.
So my next exit is 15 more of these 15 minutes that I've done. Like, not 15 more minutes, 15 times 15. Whatever that number is.
37.
I got to Berlin, New Hampshire an hour late. This is severely ruining my life. Like, not only is it making me late, that's bad enough, but do you have any idea how angry I am? Like, I am trying to signal.
You're a salesperson.
I am trying to show up all fucked up. Yeah. And I'm trying to signal to other cars. I'm like, I don't care. There's a cop up there. There's enough of us. All we have to do is go in between these two barrels on our right, get into that right lane. No one's using it. Let's just all do it. We need to start a revolution.
One of us.
I wanted to be able to like run alongside every car and give them an impassioned speech to get them to join me.
This is my idea. You're leading perfectly to my idea.
Yes. Oh. Explain your idea.
You can't go yet. Are you done?
I bit my tongue.
Are you actually done?
Well,
here's I'm scared
the thing.
Of interrupting you. I'm afraid you'll get really mad.
But after being so angry for so long, I realized this is horribly depressing because I love cars. I love driving fast. I don't do it anymore. I don't because I can't up here. I can't. New Hampshire. Yeah, it's like that too. Fuck you, FSP, or whoever the fuck wrote that bullshit. They never told us about that. Because
fucking New Hampshire drivers.
Yeah. I cannot do any kind of spirited driving because as soon as I do, I have to worry about the overabundance of police. But in addition to that, what's even worse is the hate that comes out of every other individual on the road when they see me. The police don't even have to think about it anymore. They have the public turning on me. I am a persecuted group. I am such a minority. Such a minority in this state. It is the most unfair treatment of any group I have ever seen. I have never seen it worse to anybody.
Democracy
at least
brought
if
us
they
here.
Wanted to kill me, they would have just killed me and it would have been over with quickly.
Now it's time for a new way.
It brings a tear to my eye.
No, I am so serious. I am so depressed about this. I welcome autonomous cars now because I can't take this anymore. I can't fucking take it. I don't care. I'm just going to get in one of these autonomous cars that Elon Musk forced down our throat.
That was the whole point of it.
And I'm just going
to
jerk off all day.
To support autonomous cars.
I'm just going
to
jerk off. That's all I'm going to do.
I think it's a false flag. I think these slow drivers are a plant from the government. We have to fight back.
Maybe they're onto you. Maybe they've
made
you as
a
revolutionary leader for driving your own car.
They're conditioning him.
Maybe you're like the John Connor, and they've come to get you. See, because they know that one day you'll be the leader of the revolution against self-driving cars.
We're going to need a man that can drive a car.
I used to think this. When I first moved to New Hampshire, my voice squeaked. When I first moved to New Hampshire, I thought that people were out to get me. I literally would drive places and I would go, what is happening? Everyone is going so slow. This doesn't make any sense. I'm so confused. What planet is this? And I really thought that there was somebody monitoring me, kind of like the Truman Show.
Yes.
And then they go, action. And whenever they said action, everyone's like, all right, out on the road, in front of Andrew, just slow him down. Whatever you got to do, just slow him down. Doesn't matter how dangerous
it is.
Let him
escape.
Just slow him down.
Yeah.
Just
don't let him
get
the edge of the dome.
Where he has to go within any reasonable amount of time. Just slow him down. So I thought that's what was happening. I thought everyone, like, there was this army of people against me.
What if that was like the where the dome was? Like the wall of the dome?
But I could deal with that because I could battle an army because I know there's a finite limit. But now I've learned the truth, and it's infinite. It's infinite oppression that never ends. In every year, year after year, we get more new drivers, and these new drivers have less balls than ever before.
And they're 16, so they're fucking stupid as fuck.
Yeah. And there's just more of them. And then the old men who used to appreciate some guy going way too fast down the street.
Yeah.
They go, oh, look at that 71 Hemi Charger. Now, you don't hear that anymore.
No.
You hear somebody offended.
Yeah. People would be offended by you having a big engine.
Yeah, you know, back in the day, there was a time in this country where if your cousin or your uncle or your brother or your nephew or whatever man out there in your family gets a new car, he'd be proud to show it off. He'd pull it in. It'd be all shiny. The hood would be popped. Grandpa would come out and look at that newfangled engine that he doesn't understand because it has, you know, two cams on it. It'd be very confusing. But you just be showing it off. People will want to sit in it, touch the steering wheel, play with the seat, kind of position the seat how they want, look at themselves in the mirror, imagine themselves cruising down Main Street after the sock hop before they get some ice cream with their lady friend in the passenger seat. They imagine that. It was a wonderful world. It was Pleasantville with some balls.
With some fucking nuts.
People would want to go for a ride.
Right.
Do you see anybody showing off their new Prius and taking people for rides in their Prius?
No.
Or their Outback?
No.
Or their Forester?
No.
Or their Volvo?
No. They just pull over and find things on the side of the road and stick them in their butt.
Yeah. It's extreme. I don't know. It's so fucking depressing. I was so tired. Or not tired. Tired, but super depressed. The latter half of this week purely because of this. It was unbelievable.
Okay. So let's talk solutions before there's a murder.
Do we want to tease the solutions and come back from the break into the solutions?
Yeah, possibly. I have
Desperate do you want to get these solutions out?
Well, just from the chat, Jonas names our he names the solution to the traffic jam problem AM/PM traffic.
Okay.
Which is a kind of a riff on my product AM/PM/BM. Mm-hmm. The slogan for AM/PM/BM is
you put the
day or night poop when it's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a product that you it's something you stick in your butt and you decide when you want to go to the bathroom.
What now?
Or maybe it's more complicated than that.
How much poop does it hold?
We're still in the lab.
I feel like insert and remove all the time. You keep something in there permanently with an aperture, and you hit a button.
Oh, like Reebok pumps.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you just pump open the aperture.
Yeah, or pump it closed.
Sounds like kind of homoerotic.
A little bit. That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have problems with the gays?
Look, we're not whole stuff.
Yeah.
What do men really want?
We're not homophobic here.
To take a good poop.
I just want to try. I'm just my mind is trying to engineer this device now, and I'm trying to figure out where the poop goes.
Oh, we don't have that anymore.
No, it passes through.
Oh.
It goes where it would go normally, just on your schedule.
Is this like a replacement for your... You put it up in your sphincter, so just kind of your sphincter is always open, but this thing has its own aperture that you could control?
You mean an Android butthole?
Yeah, yes, yeah. Exactly. Is that what this is? That's what it sounds like a replacement butthole?
Yeah. Kind
of. But you can have complete control over it. It's like no matter, like if you say you have to poop real bad, but this thing will hold your butthole shut.
But now think about this too. I also want an Android push rod.
Am I on my own little track here?
No. I think you're
going anywhere in line with what you were thinking of.
We need a mechanical butthole and then a mechanical poop scooper, shover. I don't know what you'd call it. So that you can poop when you want to. You open the butthole, you push, evacuate, it goes out, all of it's out.
That's the idea.
Before the
I don't know why you need
done.
A scooper. It's called a toilet.
No, dummy.
This would be a great companion piece.
It's to get the poop
piece.
Out before it's time.
This would be a great companion piece to the poo cannon toilet that I invented. It's a toilet, but it's also a cannon.
That sounds terrifying.
So you poop in it to load it.
Oh.
But who's, like, what are you going to do? Like, you say, ooh, I got to poop. And then you go and you poop in your poop cannon toilet, and then it's like, no, well,
you know,
I'm not mad at anyone right now, so I guess this will just sit here. And then you have time to, like, think about it and say, oh, I shouldn't shoot poop at anyone. But if you had AM, PM, BM,
yes.
Right, you pump up the sphincter, right, so then it's in there until you need it, until you have one of these fucking situations where
you could poop it and shoot it at a car.
Andrew gets home. Yep.
Rear window windshield of the car.
Oh, Andrew gets home. He lives right by Route 4. Wait till there's the 5 o'clock traffic. He's fucking pissed about his day. Poo cannon in the front yard.
And I had a lot of coffee.
We are basically angry monkeys that want to throw our poop. We just want to do it with technology.
Release the AM/PM/BM.
just one quick, and the cannon is loaded. Boom!
Does it use canisters of compressed CO2, or does it use explosive device?
Poo 911. What? Sorry.
Is it using compressed air, or is it using like an explosive charge?
It's an explosive charge.
Explosive charge. Okay. Well, because that's potential. I feel like compressed air would be a safer option.
Well, I feel like it's a great pitch for a product, but I still don't feel like it's a good cohesive solution to my problems.
Mm.
So
you know, you can't throw poop at everything.
No, no, and sometimes well, and
this I don't understand. Here now, I find myself thinking there used to serious health issues related to sanitation and being able to get rid of poop. Mm-hmm. Right? They had to invent sewers, which were massively expensive and involved this massive infrastructure change.
Yeah, like all those fuckers who died in the ones in Paris.
Yeah, oh, it's horrible.
That's where they were built.
But it's like, it was like the cholera epidemic like required them to invest in this massive infrastructure, and it was a lifesaver. It saved thousands of lives.
Tours.
But why didn't they just make poop cannons and just like have like put the save up the poop and then shoot it really far away?
As we discussed recently on the show, they used to dip spears in poop and then stab people.
Oh, yeah.
With the spears.
Yeah, it's a good way to get infections.
Well, if the goal is to stop the enemy,
and honestly, the poo cannon—it's not going to help me when my problem is a quarter mile ahead or a half mile ahead.
I'm just thinking.
It's a finite solution for civilization too. Because if we have to start over again, like one village, they say, "All right, we'll poo cannon this away to keep things healthy around here."
Mm-hmm.
So they start poo cannoning things like over the hill, right? And poop goes, and poop goes, and it sinks into the soil, becomes this great fertilizer, and it becomes a very lush forest with lots of things to eat. And another group of nomadic travelers, or that's redundant.
No, I see what you're, another I group see of nomads come
and they say, look at this place, how rich it is. What a wonderful bounty. How did this get here? It must be a gift from God. So they settle. And the next thing you know, there's poop landing in their village, being fired out of a cannon from
still.
A nearby village.
See, I'm already ahead of you. I see where you're going. I see where you're going with that.
It's not a permanent solution. It's going to lead to tribal warfare.
Over time, the cannons get more accurate with technology.
Oh, I'm sure the accuracy is not a problem.
And you put it where it's wanted, like near the farms.
Mm-hmm.
Who could then use it, you know, who compost it.
Cannons also would get more powerful, so eventually you could probably shoot it into space.
Oh, yeah. We can just pull
in
space.
But then you've got nutrients leaving the
ecosphere. What if they built up a tolerance and they built up some immunity to all the diseases in the poop,
and
then
poop
you have
people.
A race of
oh my god,
super
the poop.
Poo.
Super poop,
super poop mutants.
Pooper humans.
Pooper humans. Mm-hmm. Poomans.
Super mutant poopins.
Yeah. All right, we'll suck on that for a while. We go to break. During the break, we are going to hear a clip that I still need to edit from a PCL where it's probably the drunkest you're ever going to hear me before I fell down the stairs, the Hillbilly Hits episode of the PCL. You can find that at Puke
and the gang
.com/VIP. There you go. Teamwork.
What the fuck? I was in the middle of doing something.
I know. I thought I was just going to go. What?
I found a sound effect for a poop cannon. Turns out there's a long, long lead up. Anyway, go to break. If you are not a member of our private channel lounge, here's a little something you're missing out.
As I get older, I start to value these Middle America Christian family values. Call me an alt-right, call me a, you know, right-wing whatever. But they got it right, man. Like, they're good people. And fucking rednecks, when they go wild, they drink too much. They know how to have fun. You know, you go out, you get muddy, you ride four-wheelers, you ride dirt bikes, you ride snowmobiles, you drink some Bud Light, and you go and you lynch a few black people. What's the big deal? No. I had friends' parents who were very successful. Like I said in the last episode, very nice people that had these values, and they would never hurt anybody. They were just good, solid people. And I can't say that about your standard lefty fucking art fag. They always have some ulterior motive. I was at Area 23 tonight, and there's an art fag there, and I like the guy. But, I would never trust him. You can't trust him. He's just in it for himself. He's just trying to look cool. painting things and being artsy. He can't be good. He can't be all true. He can't be all real. Pretty sure it's all fake. And you don't get that in middle America, I don't think. I mean, look at Puke. Look at the world he came from. Think there's any art fags out there? Nope. No art fags in Arkansas.
Wow, welcome back to episode 299 of Puke and the Gang. This is our second half of the show.
Great to be back.
Yep.
So,
oh yeah. Yes. Oh shit.
Here comes. This is the best part. And we're kicked off YouTube.
Oh.
So
what's happening there, Andrew? Did you kill anybody in a car during the break?
No. I just want to say I don't think I'm a bad person. I know
it's incorrect.
Hang on.
Oh.
Because I have something to compare all this to. I just drove
to
Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts. I just drove through all these places.
Yes.
I know what driving is like otherwise, like in other places. I know what it's supposed to be. I know what it's supposed to be like. I've been in cities. I know what traffic is like. Yeah. Traffic really doesn't bother me. There is just something that no one outside of my head understands.
Oh, that's very true.
I disagree.
Yeah, we don't know anything about your
Yeah, you get it. And you go, there was that one asshole. And Puke goes, there was this asshole.
Every day in New Hampshire.
But
every day in New Hampshire.
Every asshole. Like, okay.
Well, the problem is that you have a job where you drive a lot.
Listeners,
so you encounter it more often, I believe, than...
Listeners, guests, co-hosts.
Yes, sir.
Close your eyes.
Go back.
So, everyone close your eyes and imagine that you're driving on a somewhat busy two-lane road and there's traffic lights. And you're all cruising along with the flow of traffic, and it's moving at a decent clip. But then, all of a sudden, there's a middle-aged man in a BMW 5 Series. Now, just the simple fact that he's in a BMW 5 Series and he's middle-aged, most likely dealing with business as he drives, how is this man driving?
Dealing with business.
How is he driving in relationship to everyone else?
Oh, poorly.
Poorly?
Yeah.
No.
He's swerving back and forth. He's high as fuck. He keeps screaming, sell,
when you said
buy,
dealing with
sell.
Business, I picked
sell,
him
buy.
His...
Buy high, low, sell high.
I thought he's on his cell phone because you said he's dealing with business.
Yeah. He's probably on his cell phone. He's probably talking into his Bluetooth as he's taking care of things. Because this man is a productive member of society. He's successful. He has a BMW. He has to get things done. He has to get them done efficiently and quickly. So what type of driving is this man doing based on the car he's driving and his assumed profession?
Motherfucker wants to get where he's going.
Exactly. Yes. He's had enough of the mother. Can I open my eyes? This is making me uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's weird.
Okay. I'll stop touching. Okay.
I was masturbating while you had your eyes closed.
Fuck. I missed it.
So, Brett, what was your take on this man? How's he driving?
He's had it with these fucks.
It's a fucking sweet car.
Yeah. And this car is made to weave in and out of traffic on the Autobahn. Mm. This man bought this car for a purpose.
Once again, back to the Germans.
Yep.
None of this was talked about. Were you bitter about the Free State Project, which was the original reason why you moved here, that no one told you about this?
Oh, extremely.
I would be too.
Wow.
I was extremely upset because I thought, more freedom? I keep getting pulled over like once a year in Pennsylvania. Then I moved to New Hampshire, and I'm like, I keep getting pulled over like once a week in New Hampshire.
I know. You should make a sequel to that movie and call it 101 Reasons Motherfuckers Can Suck My Dick.
Yeah.
You're going to get a lot of hits from the wrong kind of people.
So, have you been in L.A. for any period of time?
Boner.
I would think that you'd enjoy...
I've been there a week. It was terrifying.
The traffic is bad because there was a lot of people.
Oh, I get that.
But
I can understand
yes,
that.
Not because of bad drivers.
Right.
People in L.A. actually know how to drive.
New York
drive
City. New York City is so fun to drive in. You both, Puke and Dale, have been in New York City with me while driving.
Yeah.
How did it go? Was I angry at anybody?
I was glad you were behind the wheel and not me.
Was I freaking out behind the wheel?
I believe I will get that drop, and yes.
I was not freaking out. No. I was very calm.
Now you can have him freaking out to all kinds of things.
I was aggressive, but no more aggressive than everyone else, because everybody has an automotive head on their shoulders. Everybody has a head for handling a car.
Yeah, when I was in L.A., I wasn't on any... Like, I purposely found a hotel... That was kind of not the 101 or 405, on those interstates. And but the interstate I did get on, like, I'd get in the morning, and it's just like, you fucking drive, and you got to drive like a maniac to get where you're going.
Yeah, I like it, because that's how I wanted to drive, and everyone else drove that way, too.
But my tendency...
It was a rare case that there would someone be on the road that would mess with the traffic or something.
Yeah.
Everyone drove a good 20 miles over the speed limit. That was standard.
Yeah, we were in like a 50 and doing 80 or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and that was standard. Great.
But I go through life, I'm not an awful person. I do things for people. If there's a hot girl walking up to the gas station door,
you'll
I hold it for
her.
If there's a hot girl that drops something as she's carrying things through the gas station,
nice guy.
I'll pick it up for her. If there's a hot girl trying to pull out in traffic, I'll let her.
What about a handicapped dude that's Negro? Kind of homely?
I might help him too.
Okay.
Mm. But no, I default to... one, I don't impede anybody. I never get in anybody's way. I am constantly filled with not anxiety, but pre-anxiety if I were to slow anybody down, which I don't. Luckily, I'm good enough that I don't do that, so it avoids the anxiety. However, if I was doing that, I would feel so awful for doing so, whether it's in a traffic situation, a shopping situation, a parking lot situation. I just don't do it. Overall, I'm a good person, and I give people the benefit of the doubt. I let them out in front of me, and I always regret it.
Well, let me tell you something. You're getting into a broader subject, which is sort of an awareness of yourself in the context of all the people around you. And there's a pet peeve of mine that's kind of broad, which is about people that are just oblivious to the people around them.
Yes.
You can be, it's the same thing if you're
the
in
guy
the shopping
with 20
mark.
Cars behind him.
If you're in the grocery store, and there's someone who's walking really slow with a cart and sort of taking up the whole aisle when they could get to the side, knowing that they're going slow so people can go by them.
Oh, yeah.
Or if people decide, three people decide to have a conversation and they do it in the doorway where traffic is going in and
that
out.
That is the worst.
Or
when people stop
at the
indoors.
Bottom or top of stairs.
This
people
is the
decide
same mentality.
To have their conversation right there. And they seem completely oblivious when people are trying to squeeze around them. And I'm like, move your fucking ass. You're in the wrong place to have a conversation.
We need horns. We need like a little.
Oh my God, that would be amazing. Sound.
No, we need cattle prods. We don't need horns.
You got any horns?
The stun guns. The stun guns from Demolition Man.
We just need a horn, like a. Why can't I fucking make a horn sound? This is embarrassing.
There has to be a deterrent for being rude.
I'm just going to do
hold on a second.
When people are annoying me, I'm just going to go up to them and I'm going to go with my hand, just squeeze my hand in the air and go,
dropping loads.
Just imagine if there was like...
Until they're fucking done with whatever they're doing.
What if there were like a special task force? Here, listen me out. Hear me out here. What if there were a special task force?
I like a task. This is very final solution.
And these are people who have a license to have a little cattle prod thing. Not enough to be like a stun gun that could like actually hurt someone.
Yeah.
But just enough to be a deterrent.
I think this should be
and
one of the...
And they go around. And if you stand and block at the stairway, or if you block the entranceway to the market basket...
You have a second and a half to acknowledge it.
There's a 10% chance that someone coming up has a right to shock you.
Yep.
And if you can lose your license if you use it inappropriately.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah,
sure. And like I think you get caught on camera at the you know, there's like a security camera, like, look, he used it, and that person wasn't being a rude asshole.
I think this is the main focus, the best purpose that we could have for the Legion of Eight.
Oh hell yeah.
Yeah,
oh, is that the sign?
The infinite sideways eight with your fingers.
Mm. I like it. Like it.
So Brett, what is the solution? The real solution that I can put into practice for me personally.
We're gonna call with how the direction that you were going and the trajectory that all this had, we're gonna call this the penultimate solution.
Okay.
Oh.
That's one for vocabulary people who don't know vocabulary, that's one short of the last. Penultimate.
Okay.
You know that? The word pen means almost.
No, I did not know that. Yeah.
Peninsula means almost an island.
So pen means almost a pencil?
That's an interesting one.
I think
one.
It just means almost.
So anyway.
I'm pretty sure I had a superhero name for penultimate that was an inaccurate usage of that word. But go on.
All right, sure. I was last Sunday I went to a Renaissance fair, which ironically was a time when
holy
people
nerd.
Didn't have these problems, but that's not the point.
Mm. They were fresh out of cattle prods.
I went with a girl that I've been dating and we had a great time. It was a wonderful day. But on the drive down, we had to go from Concord to Rhode Island, right?
Okay.
And she is in traffic, and she's like, these motherfuckers, fuck them, fuck
right,
you.
Right.
Oh, you're going to
she's the one other person in this whole state.
Yeah, and I'd be like, oh, you know, you'd really like driving with my friend Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started thinking about something funny, right? Because she's very petite. So it's like she couldn't do this in the grocery store, you know? She couldn't go up to people, fuck you, get out of my way, right? Because people wouldn't really... It'd be weird, right? People wouldn't probably do anything, but they'd be like, that's weird that was a kind of a small lady that did that to me.
Small, angry woman.
Yeah, but
I mean, it's terrifying, though. So small, angry women. You don't want to be around them. You know? They got fingernails.
Anybody who's angry is, you know.
I also feel like the larger, and this applies only to females for the most part, the larger a female is, the less impatience she has. So the more likely she is.
The more patient she is?
No, I don't want to say patience.
Save syllables there?
No.
Yeah, what?
Less impatience. She doesn't have impatience for other people. She has.
Pen patience.
Invasion of other people's time. Like, she will trot slowly through the store, not, you know, skewing to one side or another. She'll stand there at the aisle. She'll take her time at the register. She'll take longer to pull out her wallet from her purse, and then her checkbook from her wallet, and then her pen from somewhere else in the purse after she's pulled out 34 other things. And she didn't even begin this process until all of her things were rung through and it was time to run her card.
Do you have a sociological theory about this phenomenon?
She's not afraid of the man.
Because she's a bigger woman?
I don't know what it is.
Do you mean big, fat, or big, tall?
She's
fat.
Spiteful? Oh. Spiteful against the world.
Yes, and I feel like little women are impatient, and they're a little bit wound up, and they're kind of in a hurry, trotting along.
I like those arm movements.
No, they're quick. They're nimble. They're quick. They get around. They move out of the way. Mm. They don't take up a lot of space, and they're moving.
It's like she was waiting in line for a long time. She got up there and was like, now this is my time.
It's my time to fuck all of you.
I've earned it because I stood in line for so long and waited.
Yep.
And it's the same thing. I was just thinking the same thing. When you're at a traffic light where there's very little, you got to, like, there's very, very few cars manage to get through in the limited amount of time that light turns green. Mm-hmm. You know, when it's a bad traffic intersection.
Yeah. Yeah.
The intersection of Beach and...
whatever else
Brown,
it is.
Two roads in New Hampshire.
Yes,
exactly.
Continue.
And it's like you're waiting, and hardly any people could get through, and you're behind, like, the next person who's at the light, and it turns green, and they just kind of mosey on.
You're the quick, nimble little woman.
Excuse me. People are waiting behind you. Let's go.
Okay, so what's a way to notice a pattern about a certain demographic and comment about it without being a racist? That's the route I'm looking for here. Because
I don't think black people are that slow as a whole.
That's why I don't want to say anything like that. And obviously, I mean...
I did for you.
Well, but that's not what I mean. But I did notice, and this really made me uncomfortable as a tolerant person, right, who would never prejudge.
Sounds like you're fruit bowling.
Well, like, but I would, like, if I saw a black woman, I wouldn't be like, oh, there's a black woman. We know how they are. Mm. Oops, that was out loud. I wouldn't do anything like that. I wouldn't do that. But I noticed patterns that make me uncomfortable, and this was really prevalent when I lived in Manchester and was going to the Market Basket, you know, downtown.
Worried about these blacks.
That black women would be especially theatrical about this sort of deliberative process they would go through. And it wasn't I perked up to it once. I think it might have been going on before I noticed it, just because I was kind of editing it out in my mind, because, like, no, don't. Stereotype people, don't be like that. But this one woman was...
But then Trump came along and you're A-okay.
She was in a checkout line with too many items, right?
Oh.
The express lane with too many items.
Yeah, yeah.
And then her
How many too many? Like, many too many?
Maybe like twice what she should have had.
Wow, that's a big oversight. Twice?
Yeah, it's like, the grocery store doesn't really police that.
It was like...
It's
a high school kid. Who's like, did you find everything you were looking for? No, fuckface. What are you going to do about it?
I don't know. No one's ever said that before.
Right, exactly. So after she does maybe like 20 and a 12. So there's a little like a sense of entitlement there. The world owes me something kind of. And then she says, I need cigarettes too, which I believe were right, actually, conveniently right in that little...
Usually it's the express lane.
Menthols?
They were in the express lane, right? So the cigarettes she wants aren't there.
Newport Light
menthols.
She goes,
they're definitely here. Can you check? And she says, check somewhere else. So eventually she's got this little like circus of high school cashiers running around the store
looking for
her cigarettes. And she's basically standing there like, I don't care that I'm holding it. Like making like I will make eye contact with all of you. I don't care that I'm doing this.
See, I really,
and then I started to notice
this makes
it
up for all the slavery cracker
more and more.
I don't think this is a black woman thing. I think it's a woman thing, a large woman thing,
She was large.
I went to black. Oh,
and
my
you
God.
You went to black.
You weren't supposed to be a racist. You were supposed to be a fattest.
Yes. The problem is
all
large.
Right, let me take my pants down and stick my dick between my legs.
Here's what we can generalize about the blacks.
Effing enter.
They're more animated. They're more impassioned about things. So her largeness and slowness was amplified and impassioned by her blackness. However, on the flip side of that, the counterbalance to that large, fat black woman is the skinny black woman at the airport checkout counter being upset at them and saying, get me your manager or your manager's manager, and being very impassioned and animated about that. She was in a hurry. She knew there was a limited amount of time, and she was trying to act and make things happen. It's not a matter of color. It's a matter of size.
Thank you.
I'm getting a little uncomfortable with the racism here.
No, I like that. I like that you did that.
Brett likes the racism.
Oh, but wait. We can't do things about size anymore either. That's another.
No, I'm all for fatism.
Okay. Hey, did you guys hear that?
No, because you can choose. You can be fat and choose to move quickly. I was a lot bigger not too long ago. I got the fuck out of the goddamn way.
You weren't exactly fat.
I mean, you need to be more conscious.
Ralphie May dead at 45.
Wait. So anyway, we're driving to the Renaissance Fair.
Yep.
And I'm thinking it's like I agree with her anger about all of these drivers. Mm-hmm. Same way I was, you know, very sympathetic to your story. And
but what can you do about it?
Okay. This is what I think. I don't know if I said this out loud or I just said it in my head. But the thing that I pictured that would be really funny is if she had a PA system on her car where every time that she had one of these comments, she could just pick up a CB and play it over a loudspeaker. And I had a friend in college who had this once. Oh. He was like a volunteer fireman.
Mm-hmm.
So he had this CB handset that he could just say, hey, he'd be in his car and go, hey, and it would play out over speakers that were, I guess, for a siren.
Yeah.
You should have this. And you should start giving speeches in these situations. We should call them tragic jams.
And you should say
this is a trap. All of you are to blame. All of you are to blame.
Okay, I can relate this to John Cusack.
This is
movie.
The voice of God.
Just like in Better Off Dead, when the two Asian guys pull up next to him and they got the megaphone on the roof of the car, and he's Howard Cosselling into the microphone out the megaphone. You could do that, but instead of giving an inspirational play-by-play of the potential race that's about to take place, you're giving a play-by-play of this person's failings in life.
Yeah.
But simpler than that.
And you name their car and read their license plate number.
Yes.
And then you call them by their number. You call them by their license plate number to dehumanize them.
No. I think you just call them by their car.
Okay.
I don't know my license plate
because
number.
Because you can call them by their car.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't know they were talking about me either.
With disgust.
Yeah.
Like I can say, look at you, Green Forester.
Green Forester.
All right.
Look at you and your fancy Audi Allroad wagon SUV. Not quite sure what I really am. Are you in a transitional phase? That makes them pay attention. However, I don't think that this should be a marketable product just for anybody and everybody, because then it just becomes a nightmare. Or everyone becomes too afraid to use it. We already have things that we can use. Let's make use of the existing tools. We have horns. We have high beams. You know, if you lived in Florida, and you're driving along in the left lane and there's somebody in front of you when the speed limit's 75, as it should be, minimum, and they're doing 78 and not getting out of your way, or even 85 and you're going faster, all you have to do is give your high beams a little flash.
I have done that.
And then the person moves over. You know what happens when you do that up here?
Somebody
brake pedal comes
once.
On.
Somebody chased me.
Brake pedal comes on.
And
anger that dwarfs my passion from the first half of this episode.
Not
anger
always.
That minimizes that and makes me look like a fucking Care Bear.
I told you what happened on the way home from your house when you lived up in Altra. Ultra,
yeah.
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 It was like, I was coming down, and it was like two lanes for a long time. I was incredibly patient. I'm just like, you know what? This person's going like the speed limit exactly, mm-hmm. or 39 and a 40, something like that.
Yep.
And I'm just like, okay, I'll just, it's whatever. Just don't get upset about it. Just let it go. And I go and I go and go. Eventually, we finally get to where it goes. We're about to turn, and there's a turn lane. And there's like two turn lanes, I think. And so I'm like, cool. So I get over, and I get in the left turn lane, and like they're in the right turn lane, and I...
And they'll floor it and not let you get in front of them.
Right.
Yeah, it happens everywhere. It's,
yeah.
It's,
and then she slowed down.
It's righteous indignancy on these people's part. You are somehow interrupting their day by being stuck behind them. And here's the thing. When they perform an act of aggression on you like that, an act of aggression, it is no less than an act of aggression when they continue to slow you down, when they're aware of your presence, when they have an opportunity for you to get by without changing their driving habits whatsoever, and they still don't let it happen, then it is on you to retaliate and teach them a lesson, and a little bit of car control can teach you this one simple step. You pass them, then they're going to be even more mad because you just passed them. How dare you get where you're going without interfering with their driving?
I know.
So they get up on your ass because now they want revenge on you. They want to get you back, and they want to go, see how it feels? But honestly, for me, that never really happens because no one is ever able to stay on my ass. If they do, they crash their car.
Yes.
Yeah. This person got to get in front of me.
Right here is the evidence of that
this
on the wall.
This person's got to get in front of me. I turned on my head. I turned on my high beams.
It's okay.
And
Dale's talking.
He tailgated that got right in their rearview mirror and stayed there until they finally got the hell out of my way.
Once.
You crashed his car once. And he was following Andrew.
Yeah, he was following Andrew.
Yeah, you guys were talking.
Once I get in front of this car, all you have to do, simply, because you can tell right when you're alongside of them, they're going to hit the gas to try to make it harder for you to pass. So if they do that move, that's extremely dangerous. That is trying to get you to crash into somebody head on. So you know what the absolute bare minimum thing you should do to them
is?
Pull in front of them immediately, yank your e-brake, lock up your rear tires, your car goes a little bit sideways, instantly creates tire smoke, scares the shit out of them. And then one of two things happens.
They shoot.
Either one, they get so scared, they pull over, or they just back off and let you go away, or two, they get even more angry and then try and race you with no real plan as to what's going to happen. But you know what? You took the car control class. You know what you're doing. You can race them. They'll try and keep up. They will crash. They will die. The world will be so much better.
What I like to do is I get in front of them and I throw banana peels.
This table came three times today from yep. Andrew
I keep
Keating.
A collection
from,
of turtle
Mario
shells.
Kart, Mario Kart.
Blue
yeah, turtle
shells.
Oh, fuck. Or like a little oil slick.
Yeah. And a squid. You just throw a squid on their windshield. Covers the whole windshield
in
ink.
That would be awesome.
Eventually it wipes out.
Hey, Brett.
Lightning.
Sorry to tell you this, but Tragic Jam was defined in Urban Dictionary in 2008 as when your pathway through a crowded bar or club is blocked by an obscene amount of ugly guys or girls. Or if the whole damn bar is full of uglies and you just can't maneuver for shit. Okay,
that's
somebody's
when it's
quite
time
full
to go.
Of themselves.
So,
what's the point?
I think we need to get on Urban Dictionary and fix that.
So the solution is either acquiring tools to broadcast our message of peace and non-interference to other drivers.
How about the holocars?
Holocaust.
Or using our existing tools. I do think the horn is never used up here. It is only used at me when I pass somebody.
People pass you?
No.
Are you pass people and they honk at you?
Yes.
Oh, I would. I would do something.
Excited.
If someone passed me, you know what my reaction would be? Would be, oh my
Holy
god,
shit.
I am so sorry for not doing good enough for you. I feel great shame.
I am. That's
might
how
kill
I am.
Myself.
You know what it is? I think some of these, usually men, right, who have the problem.
The problem of going slow?
The problem who are like, oh, you're trying to pass me? I'm going to speed up. Ooh, oh, you did pass me? Honk in a high beam flash to you.
Yeah,
Small dicks. Small dicks.
Mm. See, but I get accused of having a small dick because I enjoy cars.
No, that would be only if cars that were like oddly too big for you.
I like trucks.
I think sports cars usually people consider to me.
I have a picture that
we're all showing phones.
Yeah, that can go in the. I'll describe it to the audience.
I was trying not to interrupt.
But Puke can put it in the show notes. It was a funny picture that kind of made me feel like I had a small dick.
that I took just the other night. Where the fuck is it?
You know, the saddest part of this whole story
is...
Is
he going to show us a penis?
The saddest part of this whole story is it's an actual picture of his dick.
Oh, man.
Fruit bowling's only up to 8 votes. Come on, people. You can get on Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary, fruit bowling, all one word.
What's going on with the listeners that they aren't voting that up? Come on, people.
They're lazy.
So, Puke, while Brett's looking this up.
Right here.
The sad photo.
This was my car between two other cars, and I was like, oh, my God, am I compensating for something?
They're two Miatas.
Oh, it's two Miatas, and Brett's car looks absolutely enormous.
Are those N.A. Miatas or N.B.?
Show notes? Emails?
Oh, I was going to point out, too, here's some fun facts for you fat fucks. 40%
fun fat fucks.
40% of cancers are linked to being overweight.
Wow.
So good job with your body positivity. You're going to get cancer, I guess. And also, despite, what is this, from CNN Money, despite safer cars, traffic fatalities are on the rise. National Highway Safety Administration said number of traffic fatalities 2016 rose 6%, and then like 2017 it's up.
But there's all this, all this. The car does it for you. There's automatic braking. There's lights all over Puke's mirrors that go. There's a car somewhere in your vicinity because you clearly weren't paying attention because you're going too slow to actually pay attention because it's so fucking boring going this slow. We need to signal you with lights on your mirrors to say, hey. I know you're supposed to look at this thing when you change lanes, but you don't have to look at it anymore.
No.
No wonder there's more fucking accidents. No one has to look or be aware. God, man.
I still check my blind spot even though I have those because I don't trust them.
So turn them off because they're fucking annoying.
I don't know if I can.
Oh, God!
I probably can.
Dale
is sharing
Jesus Christ. Dale just showed me a picture of somebody fruit bowling, and it's
Dale.
It's real.
No. Is it real? Let's see it. Okay,
I'm
not
seeing it.
Come on.
No,
Dale, let's see it.
Read it to us, Dale. Read it. It's a meme.
Well, fuck
Dale. It's a meme.
I started to pass out.
Okay, this is why you
Brett's
don't share.
Was so funny. I started to pass
it doesn't
out.
Even. Let me see it again now that I'm knowing what I'm looking at.
Yeah, now that it's not going to.
It doesn't really look like a bowl of fruit. I don't know, man. That guy maybe should have gotten a little bit more of a boner. All right, read it. Did you make that meme? Because it starts out by saying cis white males.
Oh, yeah. Cis white males. Push your rape tool to the back of the bus and take a picture. Fruit bowling demonstrates submission, humility, and vulnerability to those you've oppressed.
I like this.
It's actually pretty well written, yeah. Should we do emails?
Yep.
Hey, Harvey writes in. Oh, I did get his letter. He messaged me directly to make
before
sure.
Before the show, Puke said Anthony asked if we had gotten a letter from him. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. I haven't gotten any letter. And then he just followed up.
We got a bunch of emails. Hey, guys. Just wanted to say I'm loving Andrew's music shows on the PCL. And I have to say I love your guests, the chat says, and Macy. They are great. Also, please have Rapture back on soon. Also, sorry I have sent in a box in a little bit, but we had really bad hurricane recently, and we have been recovering from that. I lost one of my goats.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
No. But my life goes on as I always keep up the good work. Finally, the last... There's one punctuation mark at the end of this
I really hope... I really hope that that your shit didn't get too fucked up.
Yeah, he's in Florida,
you
huh?
You have a farm. No, he's, okay, I'm trying to be sympathetic, and it came out weird. But no, I he's got a farm, so like, if he's only referencing one goat here, I feel like that's a pretty good ratio. I saw Twister. There were cows flying.
Oh, right.
I'm again
right?
not Twister. Hearing anything in my headphones.
Because you unplugged them.
Yeah,
them.
You...
Damn.
Oh, that's
all right, you can work on that silently. Damn. Next email?
Yeah. Johannes writes in the other day, I thought of Stephanie, who, by the way, is not a hardcore lesbian, and wondered why... I have a drop of that in case anyone was wondering. I wondered why she hasn't been on the show in a long time. I concluded that it's most likely because that's the only fucking drop you have of her. Well, to redress that grievance, I went back to re-listen episode 202, Butt Switch, finding all the naughty bits and learnt the following. She knows what your listeners might like. She has been trying to coax Brian into trying some prostate play. She has a professional website. You guys actually do have a ton of bonus content. Unfortunately, she is not up for pegging anyone else. And in the end, I realized I was basically audio stalking her. God, this is so fucking creepy, you guys. Correct. There are quite a few drops in all, not just of her. You'll have to pick the best ones, find them in the most recent folder. Oh,
okay. Ooh, let's hear some drops.
Well, we're not going to do it now because it's very confusing for Puke with his Mac, and it doesn't work well.
It's kind of hard.
So we'll move on. We'll get to those later, and we'll all enjoy them.
Okay.
Mike in Tacoma writes in. He says, what's the point of pipes like this, besides looking retarded? And it appears
somebody
to
put
be...
PVC pipes on an Impreza.
It might be a WRX. But yeah, they
still an impressive.
They're basically like snorkels coming out of the back of the piece of shit.
Yeah, it's real dumb. It's looking. To ironically make fun of ricers while
also
here's the problem. When you start making fun of something, when you start saying like, "Cool story, brah." You say brah a lot.
Brah.
You're doing it ironically
cool
at first.
Story,
but at a certain point, you and your friends, in doing that ironically so much, you start to adopt it.
Yes.
And you become.
Yes. This is a thing.
What, it's, no, I'm, yeah. I know I'm right. I know what I'm talking about.
This is
about.
How I started using emojis. Oh, shit.
Yes.
Because I was like, haha, isn't it faggy to use emojis?
Right. I was like, at first, I'm like, I only use poop emojis to make fun of the emoji users.
Right. Yeah. And now Andrew has a fucking app where he makes these, yeah. the gayest emoji meme things.
Alternative social media.
And then next thing you know, you're making a movie about them.
Yep.
Oh, Jesus. I can't believe that was a thing.
This is how I get rich. But no, it's the exact same mentality. It's bad. And I feel like I've come deathly close to falling into these types of things in the past.
I get angry at people who are complaining about the emoji movie being bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you deserved whatever you get for going to see that movie. Like, that you deserved that. Like, you should.
Oh, yeah.
It obviously was something you should have avoided.
And if they went to
it's
see
like
it ironically.
You walk into a cloud of mosquitoes and then come out with bites and go, oh, I'm upset that a bunch of mosquitoes bit me.
And if they're saying, if they're playing the ironic card with the emoji movie, I just saw it ironically. Because I'm that cool. No, you've gone well beyond the ironic phase, and you are balls deep in emojis.
No, that was
in whatever.
Just seeing a trailer for that thing was painful.
Yeah,
and I tried to avoid the trailers; it was impossible.
I'm shocked
to see movies.
I usually see a lot of trailers, and I didn't even know this movie existed. Thank God, amazing. Dr. Diaper PhD writes in exciting news for Nick. Tykeables has a new and improved diaper.
So Tykeables, if anyone doesn't remember, was this this business
overnight diapers? Yay!
This business from a man who was an ABDBP, adult baby diaper pumper lover, whatever.
Yeah.
And he opened a store where they sold giant cribs, and they had a diaper tree. It was like a Christmas tree
gross
made of
as
diapers.
Fuck.
It was like 9 feet tall. He had other things, but now they can overnight you diapers.
I think you're supposed to wear them overnight.
Oh, they're nighttime diapers.
Yeah, I don't think it means they can ship you shit overnight.
Now, do these people pee and shit in diapers?
Oh, so you don't have to get up.
That's the biggest part of it, from what I understand.
You don't have to get up at night when you have to pee.
Yes.
You just keep sleeping.
Yeah.
But then you get
really practical.
You get shit all over yourself.
Well, no, don't shit on them, but pee on them.
I've heard of people
sure
that like the shit feeling.
Well, that's a thing.
I mean, okay.
That is a thing. People are into that. I know from Tumblr.
If you enjoy this, the first time you wear a diaper as an adult and you piss yourself, if it's something you're into, you're going to go, oh, yeah, this feels really good.
Oh, they have jeans.
Like, this feels really, really good. And then you're going to do it again. And you're like, well, that was pretty good, but it wasn't as good as that first time. So you start chasing the dragon.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, you realize,
no.
I'm over the pee. What's next?
Oh, no.
You know what's next.
And then you poop yourself.
Oh, no.
Where do you go from
around the corner, fudge is made. And then, right, like, you've kind of reached your destination.
This is terrifying.
Yep.
So this is
the only other thing you can do is you find somebody, preferably the large black woman that Brett was behind the express lane aisle.
Mm.
You put a diaper on her.
Okay.
You have her poop in it. And then you get into her diaper and put it on.
While she's still wearing it?
You put on her poopy diaper?
You exploited your poop.
Share the poop.
Do you get in between her and the diaper?
No. She takes
Why
it
not?
Off and gives it to you.
She probably takes it off like real slow, too.
Good news.
And annoy you.
They have jeans, too. # pants are evil, but these are freaking cool. Tykeables has created super stylish jeans that feature full leg /crotch snaps and a comfy elasticized waistband for a great fit because you're fat. Additionally, the denim offers a gentle stretch on perfect for when you need that added flexibility when wearing double or triple adult baby diapers. Our jeans have been designed specifically for wearing adult diapers by adding a waddle gusset, which is extra fabric right in the center of the inseam. So I guess, are the snaps, like here's a picture of the snaps going right up the center to the crotch. Is that for easy access to the dick and balls and butt?
Yes. So
is there any sexual part of this?
It's like for a baby, like baby clothes. It's adult clothes that are like baby clothes, so you can get access to the diapers and change the diapers.
Yeah, I don't know if it is
because
sexual
someone
entirely.
Else is going to change the diapers.
Oh.
Well, to answer,
it's not going to be you. It's going to be your partner.
Gotcha.
We never really addressed the Stephanie thing besides that we're going to get the drops. So real quick to wrap up the Tykeables,
I
just want to say.
Stephanie will be upset with you?
No. For what?
For being politically incorrect on this show.
Oh, yeah, probably. Huh. Maybe.
No.
Yeah, whatever. So, to answer Brett's question about is this sexual, I feel like if you ask any ABDBBs, they're going to tell you no.
What is the adult
adult baby diaper lovers?
Yeah, Jesus,
well,
Johannes.
Exactly. You know the acronym, and you said it so perfectly.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. There's like 40 fucking drops.
All right, so we'll get to them after.
I know, but still. Johannes, Jesus, settle down.
They're going to tell you, oh, no, it's not sexual at all. It's just, it's a feeling. It's a personal thing. It doesn't involve other people. It's not sexual. I don't get aroused when I do it. Maybe you could, and if you did, I wouldn't judge you if you did. But no, really, what it is, it's very sexual for them. I don't know how it wouldn't be.
It's like furries. How they could say you be in, sexual.
Yeah, how could you really be into something so odd, so weird, if it wasn't sexual for you? Mm. And what happened? Like, the first time that you had sex, you start fucking your dream girl, and as you come, she shits herself, and that's why you have to do this now?
Mm, that's what happened to me.
What's the scenario that happens that creates this person?
I think it's a humiliation fetish. It's about being humiliated and being treated like a little child or something.
It happens. Usually the things that trigger these weird fetishes as adults are the result of something that happened not quite in childhood, but like right on the cusp of puberty.
Like when you jerked off in your mom's friend's shoes.
Right.
And now you have a thing for shoes.
Huh? Yeah.
And feet.
Ooh.
Yeah, you said that kind of judgmentally.
Just saying.
Right.
Replace shoes with poop.
I think it's... someone maybe takes a submission fetish really far, and they perhaps feel left out of their childhood. They didn't have a very pleasant childhood, and they kind of want to relive it now, and they want to have that. Oh,
relive
someone
it
else
with
is
the control
taking
of an,
care of me.
With kind of knowing they have the control
figure.
Of the adult.
There's like a parent figure now
inside
because they had maybe an abusive parent or something, and they want to have a nice childhood. They want to relive, and now there's this person who's going to.
Right, but it's like internal family systems therapy, where they talk about how traumas, and this was, the first I ever heard about this was like for MKUltra mind control, how they would say that traumatizing a child.
Where have I heard MKUltra before your show? Where is that from?
I don't know, they had that movie American Ultra with the Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah, so the idea is that if you traumatize, because they said that they would get a lot of these people in childhood and experiment on them, and they would traumatize them. And that would cause the personality to split, right? Now, it would rejoin, but it would kind of like break off another part of the personality. So what internal family systems therapy actually found outside of any like MKUltra conspiracy is that when people are traumatized, personalities do fracture. So everyone's heard of the concept of having a child self, right? But internal family system is like the idea that you have an entire family of different personality subtypes inside you. So you have protector parts, which is like very common when, you know, a girl. It's only ever happened to me with girls because those are the only people I've tried to
so
like.
Back
date,
to this butt stuff.
Date or have sex with. But they'd say, oh, no, I don't want to see you anymore. Right. And then later you find out it's like a kind of protection, you know. But like they don't want to be vulnerable. They don't want they know there's a part of them that can be hurt, so they use some kind of protector part to withdraw. You know, I'm certain guys do that too. It's just never happened to me with a guy. And then there's parts like the firefighter. The book about it's called The Body Keeps the Score. It's really, really good. But it would definitely be. I think you could definitely find a strong tie-in between this kind of like reversion to these childish behaviors or even childish lifestyle, like as childish as you can be in one way or like
pooping.
Yeah. Shitting yourself.
I just know from all you have to do is be on the internet and it's there is that there's these people that they have these elaborate fantasies about sleeping in a crib and wearing diapers and having their daddy figure change their diapers and all that stuff.
Gross.
That's a thing.
I don't know.
Maybe it's what for the reasons Brett said.
That's all I wanted.
With the what? The LBDB BBABs.
George Michael father figure.
I think you're just making up.
With them, though, should we give them enough sympathy to try and understand it? I don't think it's worth understanding. I think
we're
it's
not
only...
required to. We just let them do
plus,
it.
Who
I don't
cares,
care.
That's
just
the
keep
thing.
It.
Is like,
right.
Keep,
but I, at the
keep
same
your
time, like
weird shit off the internet is all I'm saying.
I mean, and it's even fine on the internet because you can avoid it. But like,
no, I can't. When I go to Reddit and I look
I
up baby diaper
when they
lovers,
try to make it here's a, like what you were saying is like it's when they take something that's a fetish for them and then they want the whole world to sort of normalize it for them.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
That's unnecessary.
I don't
have your fetish.
Someone to try and explain to me the psychology behind it because that's going to then be an attempt at getting me to normalize it. And
almost anything is fine as long as it doesn't hurt other people.
Yes.
Almost anything is fine with me until it gets politicized.
But I will still ridicule it and leave me the fuck alone for ridiculing this super weird shit. It is universally agreeable that this is super weird shit, and I shouldn't be put down for thinking that.
Well,
that's a quote from Andrew's great-grandfather in the 50s.
Nothing should
talking
stop
about them
you.
Gays.
Am I allowed to say something that's going to be like...
No.
Ridiculing
maybe
me?
Upset some people?
Not on
no,
this show.
Let's say,
am I allowed to say it?
You know how many times we said the N-word today?
I theorize that there are some, not just some, transgender people where it is a fetish for them. And that's okay.
Oh, my God. So is that the offensive part?
What, the LGBT?
I think it's okay.
But transsexualism.
This is where it's politicized, right? It's politicized. Right. Not all of them.
Well, you hear about the kids being transsexual, like turning tranny or whatever.
Well, that's more of a wanting to be in some group. That's
yeah, you can't fucking tell me people. Right. It's popular nowadays and kids like, you know, when you're a kid, you're like, I want to be cool.
I think there are real transgender.
I'm going to chop my dick off.
I think there are real people who their best therapy for them is to go through transition.
So you're saying.
And I think there are people who want to be in the club.
Yeah.
You're saying there's a disproportionate amount of diaper people who are transgender?
No.
I'm not relating
subject.
The two.
Oh,
they're two
okay,
separate
sorry.
Subjects. But he brought up the subject of, well, it's a fetish, and then you politicize it.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, and I'm just
and
saying,
then you and, get fake.
And I think
trannies.
there are transgender people who are just
right.
Gender dysphoria is a thing that they have and they have to deal with it.
Yes.
And they deserve our support. And I think there are people who it is a fetish for them, which is also totally fine. Like well, you're I want to be the thing I'm attracted to.
I think a good right. example
and that's
is
fine.
I think a good example is with the kneeling during the national
but
anthem.
But then they latch on to the thing.
Go ahead. Fell because Kaepernick, I think he actually like was trying to do something, and then a few other guys were like, okay. And then once Trump was like, they're all sons of bitches, and then the next week everybody was kneeling.
Right, no, they're protesting.
And they're like, fuck Trump, I'm kneeling now.
This is fucking, can I, just like, his brilliance, like, he seems like a fucking retard almost every time he opens his mouth. But somebody is telling, I think it's got to be Steve Bannon, who's like, look, go do this and watch what these fucking retards do.
Oh, you think so? You don't think it's him?
Because the Hulk's cousin.
It's going to get him reelected.
Right.
He's going to get reelected so hard.
I totally agree with that. And the reason why is because politically Trump is a failure. He's basically a Democrat. So Republicans
right,
can't be happy. I mean, if you look at how he governs, he's like, what's the difference between what him and what Hillary Clinton would have done?
Why do we still have the EPA? Why is California still existing?
Because, well, it's not, it's not, he doesn't care about any of these things. He just said the things to get the power to check off the next thing in his life that he
you know,
wanted to
for a few
do,
minutes,
to right. gratify himself
his ego.
And feed his own ego.
For a few minutes, I was actually excited. To yep. have some regulations lifted.
Well, okay, so he doesn't
yeah,
care.
Well, people thought Obamacare was going to be repealed as well, and then they kept saying repeal and replace, and then they're just like, whatever.
Whatever, right, exactly. Yeah.
So it's never going away.
He's like, all this government stuff bores me. So Ivanka and her husband can figure out all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And he obviously has policy advisors, but he's an adult. He doesn't understand any of that shit. And he's a failure so far, and a lot of Republicans are going to be really annoyed with that in 2018, and a lot of people who are on the fence who might have voted for Trump because they were angry or they just think that the Democrats are disgusting, which they mm-hmm. are. They said, well,
just that Hillary was worse.
Protest vote. Yeah. Now they're going to say, all right, well, I made a mistake. Things got away from me. I'm going to do the sensible thing and vote for Democrats. So what Trump has done to steer around like people making decisions based on things that are actually political is he always shifts everyone's attention into the cultural. The first thing he did, he wasn't a politician. He had no political experience. He said, you know what? Something vague about Mexicans. Right. That's how he introduced his campaign. Now, mm-hmm. he didn't say there was a very, very clever line in the first speech he gave. And there hasn't been enough study of what he meant. I don't even know if I've ever seen a proper transcript of it. He said they're bringing their criminals, their rapists. Right now, was that a continuation? They're criminals. T-H-E-I-R criminals. And then. They are rapists, right?
Yeah,
because everyone said, he said Mexicans were rapists.
Yes.
No, I didn't say that. And we don't know if he did or not, right?
Yeah.
So he almost right. like he created this firestorm on a cultural issue to launch his campaign that was never about anything political. So every couple of months, when he gets bored or when things are turning against
more often
him,
than that.
He fires up this culture war. So Colin Kaepernick and these people kneel, and he goes, you know what? Anybody who kneels is a son of a bitch, and they should be fired.
Mm-hmm.
So then he goes into the 2018 election where he goes, hey, you know, there's people like me. Their politics is divided into two sides, and there's people like me who love our country and support our troops and our police and our first responders. And then there's these fucks who nail at the national anthem and disrespect everything good about America.
But I feel like
it's genius. It's fucking, and the celebrities, they're falling over themselves to be like,
well, you know
how
what?
Can I fruit bowl about not liking Trump today?
I just feel like there's so many more fruit bowlers out there, though.
Oh, well, there's...
No, they're just real loud. There's really... You know, and they're in the, and then they're in highly populated places where they're in an echo chamber.
Yeah,
Supporters are everywhere else. They're spread out, and they talk on the internet some and to each other, but they don't have the media microphone.
Outside the large signs.
They don't have the media mouthpiece. They don't have that, you know... Yeah. I think that people... There's a large number of people who are really angry with the fruit bowlers.
Well,
and Trump, and they're just voting for Trump to piss, just to piss them off.
Did you see my Jimmy Kimmel post on Facebook?
I think so.
About Jimmy Kimmel's Guide to Politics, Step 1, isolate yourself from opposing points of view. Step 2, develop the most childish fucking position on an issue you could possibly have.
Yeah.
Step 3, be super self-righteous about it and double down every chance you can get. Step 4, repeat steps 1 through 3 until the voters elect the most ridiculous opponent of your ideas just to spite you. And then step 5, believe it or not, repeat steps 1 through 4, which is what the left is doing. They learned absolutely nothing. It is almost
conspiracy
like,
time.
But
conspiracy time. What if that might be good for his career? Like think about these comedians.
His ratings are going down.
Oh, are they?
Because of this. Yeah, I just saw Ben Shapiro.
That's interesting. Because I was going to say, I could see someone doing that. I've heard comedians say, well, I want this person to win because I can make more jokes about them.
Well, yeah.
Whereas, like, you get Obama in there, and, well, you know, well, you're going to sound racist if you make too many jokes. And he's really well-spoken and stuff. It doesn't trip over himself as much. He does, actually, more than people think, but the media doesn't cover it.
And you're going to offend your young stand-up watching base of your audience.
Yeah.
So, two things. One, I talk to liberals and people on the left.
Don't call them that.
Okay, I talk to left-leaningers.
Yeah, what do you call them?
What the fuck do I call them? LGBTABDD.
Leftists.
Liberal means free, and these are the most unfree people I've ever seen.
Okay,
in their own heads and in what they want.
I've talked to people on the left who are absolutely fed up with all the fruit bowlers.
Yeah, well, that's what
I'm very surprised about.
Yeah. Yeah, Dennis Prager said that, too, that like these aren't the liberals. They're... The left is what he likes to call them because they're different from liberals.
They call them the regressive left or the conservative left.
So my other comment goes back to points that Dale was making earlier about the transgender people. Dale, you said that we should lend them our sympathy and our support.
The real ones. The real ones. The ones who have an actual dysphoria issue that...
Why do I have to support strangers, regardless of their genitals?
All you got to do is just let them do that and not persecute them.
That's not me supporting them.
That's me
ignoring them.
That's all I mean by support.
Don't say support. Say ignore.
But if you...
I think it's okay, too, to also speak out against people who are just truly bigoted against people.
Sure, I think so, too.
Who have an issue.
But if you see people who are, like, being abused because of that, like, that is a huge problem.
Yes, if you see that, then it would be like the last episode of Seinfeld when they chose to do nothing except for laugh at the fat man. Right? So don't laugh at the fat man.
Okay.
That's bad.
Right?
And they got punished for it. They went to jail. But what I'm saying is if I don't see it, then I'm not actively ignoring it. I'm just not seeing it. So if I continue to ignore it, so what? If I do see it, if there's somebody in my life who is transgendered, then fine. I will happily support that person if I let them into my life because I've chosen to let this individual into my life regardless of their sexuality, their genitals, what they want to be called, anything like that, and I will support people on an individual basis. I'm not going to go... I don't support groups of people, so I don't like it bothered me when you said we need to give them our support.
Right.
Because I don't give anybody my support
a little
as
bit
a group.
Before I said the controversial
you are
thing.
But and, right.
I had to fruit bowl a little bit before I said the controversial opinion.
I don't have the patience for this.
No, he's talking about, I think what he's saying is on an individual level, if you encounter these people, like
no,
when
he
we
said
think
them.
In groups, no, but that is thoughts that the left has put into our heads, because the only thing they've been about since the beginning of the 1900s is organizing people and sorting people and regimenting people towards some kind of end, right? Yeah. That's all they care. And groups are useful. You create a group, you make it your hand puppet.
A depressed group that then bands together to oppose the Trumpers or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This is what bothers me, is we cannot discuss these topics now. We can't discuss them
without
to
upsetting
explore
somebody.
The actual psychology and science.
Like,
and
you're the only person I could have said
medicine.
What I just said to mm-hmm. about that topic and not have you get up, turn red, and throw something at me.
Right, absolutely. And that's a problem.
Yeah.
That we can't discuss it openly and try to find actual solutions.
But this is the design of this, right?
Right.
This is why
right.
identity politics is so big, and this is why it's caught on with all these fucking nitwit LARPers on the right, too, is that it's emotional. Right, mm-hmm. It's like if you're a fucking
LARPer, live action baby diaper role.
It's like
adult.
People who are kind of pretending. Shut my mic off. Sorry, in the middle of a sentence, I got excited.
I had an excuse. I passed out.
If you think about the emotional needs it fulfills, I mean, it's very, very triggering for both sides. But on the right, it's like, hey, well, when I look in the mirror, I'm kind of a loser, neck beard, and I don't get laid much. So I guess I kind of suck. And then somebody comes along to tell you a story about how you're better than people because you're white, right? And how you're a champion of Western civilization, and other people are trying to destroy Western civilization. It's like it is cult stuff to say, hey, loser. I mean, this is how cults recruit. They look for desperate people who don't like themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that's exactly it. As an individual, you're failing, but I can join this group where people will tell me I matter and that I'm an important
right, and you can find somebody like
this.
Milo, who's like perfect looking and has great hair and lots of money and dresses good, and be like, you're on my side, you know. So that's how these people attract followers.
Yes.
So the left's tricks aren't much different. It's you play on people's emotions and then you mobilize them towards some kind of political goal, which in their case is usually something that is like
it's economically. It's always back to communism.
It will wind up killing 100 million people.
Socialism, right. Communism, something.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Well, after Las Vegas, the first thing
ultimately
Hillary Clinton
communism.
Tweeted was like, we have to ban silencers.
Well, no,
the NRA is somebody, and it's like, what the fuck? First of all, silencers aren't that. And it's,
Brett wants to do a PCL on this topic.
Yeah, the thing that fucking almost made me a white nationalist this week. So, not really. I'm not really. I'm saying like that. But I said, oh, okay. I looked at a headline of an article on a website called Vox.
I don't think we should get into this, because I think this would be a good tease for the PCLDBBLBD.
Are we going to even? He's got to leave.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm saying. We should get into the PCL. We'll get into this topic.
Yeah, you guys can do a PCL. Unfortunately, Dale has to go.
Yeah. So I wanted to wrap up the show before we get into that topic. But hang on. I did want to ask Dale.
Oh.
Job search.
Oh, God.
Just you mentioned on the show like months ago that you got to hit the job market for the first time in like, 48 years?
God damn. Like 11.
No.
11.
11. That's a big chunk of time. Yeah. So,
it's a fucking lot.
And you weren't.
Right. And here's the difference.
You were homeless.
I used to look for jobs 11 years ago.
Yeah.
And you would just look in the paper, look on websites sometimes, like the paper's website, and that's where you'd find jobs. But now, what are you doing? What's the difference? Hasn't it changed quite a bit?
I'm at the moment researching how to go about finding the type of job that I'm looking for, really. I'm going to places to do that kind of thing.
Okay.
So I'm going to meetings, I'm going to people who help with that kind of thing.
Recruiters?
Yeah, well, not
recruiters,
just,
but like people that
staffing
agents. Well, there's the VA has a person that helps veterans connect with people that
Like workshops and coaches and things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I can tell you one thing.
I really just got going with that, actually.
But there are a few things that are really simple, like simple enough that you just go, oh, holy shit. I've gotten this kind of result after weeks of trying this other thing.
Yeah. Tell me about those.
LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Get LinkedIn premium. Get the job.
Get premium?
Get premium.
You got to get premium.
Put all your skills in there.
Okay.
And then it'll throw jobs
update,
at you.
I did. One of my first steps was to update LinkedIn, have a meeting with a guy who's a LinkedIn like
guru
pro
or something.
Yes, good. Oh, even better.
Yeah. I bought him lunch and just picked his brain.
Perfect. No, wow. Do you have to have premium to get the job?
No. You have to have premium to see the details about the job, including the salary.
Oh, yeah, that's Sandy. Oh,
how much is LinkedIn premium? Probably I don't know. A drop in the bucket. It's not much.
What do you mean you don't know? You pay for it.
No, I don't.
You just told us to get it.
I'm telling you what it gives you. I'm not looking for a job.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is pay for LinkedIn Premium, even if it costs you $10 a month, it's probably worth $10.
For 3 months or something? Yeah.
To find out how much these jobs that you're spending time going after paid. Yeah.
Yes.
Rather than
important.
Not knowing and having to go through the application process and all their bullshit hoops, and then in the end you get through it all and you go,
I'm not doing.
By the way, it pays $32,000 a year. Big fucking deal.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have wasted my fucking time. So right. $10 could save you all that trouble by seeing, this is what the salary is. So do that. And with LinkedIn, first thing you do, get rid of all the free staters on it. Seriously.
What would that accomplish?
Because your network is important. Like, you know how Facebook, you get
I've
friends?
Heard was, I've, everything I've heard so far by like the guru and everything is don't be that discriminating. Like, accept anyone except for a spammer.
Exactly.
Much.
Exactly. Do not be discriminating with who you connect with. Broaden your connections. Broaden your
Unless
network.
It's free staters.
Even if total strangers in fucking like Nevada who you've never met or even know what company they work for, but they're in the industry you want to get into, connect with them. Because when you're going for jobs, you're going to see mutual connections. That's actually going to mean something to an HR person or a recruiter or a hiring person.
But you just got through telling me do discriminate.
I'm saying discriminate against free staters.
But why? What if they're in the industry?
Because the HR person is going to look you up on social media. We all know they're going to look at your Facebook. They're going to look at your all that shit. But if you keep that shit private, fine. They can't look at that. What they are going to look at is your professional social media, LinkedIn. Yeah. And they're going to see who are you aligned with. Oh, You and this person are friends on LinkedIn, and you guys have 200 mutual connections. Oh, they're on the street yelling at fucking strangers about something that I disagree with.
Yeah, Dale has.
By Chris the way,
Cantwell
not hiring this fucker. Like, it's that easy. Huh. It's that easy to not Could get be. Hired because you've associated yourself with some nutbag free stater or some non-nutbag free stater
but
who knows
also,
nutbag.
What if the? Do you want to work for a company that? If they do find out you're a free state, they're like, oh, fuck, we already
You're
hired
not
him
working for the HR person hiring you, necessarily. Mm. You're working for a company.
Yeah.
There's some bureaucrat at that company in charge of hiring you.
There's actually a fairly restricted number of free staters that are that kooky, though. And I can see, like
that only takes
like
one
that.
Or two.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm. So,
in fact, I know.
I mean, you're saying you can't just disconnect from those people. You have to disconnect from everyone who's connected.
I am connected to
Anyone
some
connected
free staters.
Okay.
But the ones who live professional lives on the internet.
Yeah, he deleted me off the LinkedIn. I was like, but I can't.
I'm just saying, I would feel better today if I could just press a button and every free stater on there, even the ones I don't know about, were deleted. I would feel better.
Now,
Would you then go back and add a few of them or something? Like
I've
more
made a conscious choice.
More discretion
I wouldn't really care. I'm not communicating with them on there.
Right.
So what?
Because they're not in your industry.
But a lot of them are in my industry. What about the ones who are computer scientists and who are programmers and who are IT people and all that stuff?
If they are that first in a free stater 15th, then it might be okay.
Maybe.
Okay. I will see. I'll go look.
But if they're standing in their profile picture, their professional profile picture, and they have some Free Stater shirt on with a porcupine on it, or an Anarchy in Your Head shirt, or a Cop Block shirt, or any of this.
Why'd you have to say Anarchy in Your Head?
Because I have that shirt.
Delete that website.
If they're wearing that or doing anything that broadcasts it right there, then fucking drop them. Drop them and you drop them fast.
Then there's me who's been doing a show called School Sucks with my real name for 8 years, so eventually I'll just have to jump off a high rise.
Sorry, Brett.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Do you see yourself then going back into the job market anytime soon?
I'm going to have to eventually. I can't do this forever.
That's true. Yeah.
I definitely.
My 30s were fun.
This is why he's working on so many new characters. To start anew.
He's going
to
adopt one as his real life persona permanently.
So far, I think it's.
Your resume here says you're old man?
He's out of town guy. I'm out of town guy.
So you're originally from out of town, huh?
Not from around here.
I'm definitely not one of these free staters.
Are you doing an impression of me? You sound like you're trying to do my voice. I don't know.
I guess I have a kind of
a distinguishable voice because I'm from out of town.
I'm really just trying to do the guy from Family Guy that's so friendly but kind of gay. Not real overtly gay.
Family Guy? I'm out of town guy. I guess lots of people are named Guy. It's kind of a rare name.
Well,
but,
he's so polite to everybody, and he's just kind of gay, but he doesn't ever like overtly hit on anybody. But he might give you a compliment.
I feel
that
like
makes
he might
you a little
be...
bit uncomfortable. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. Quietly gay, quietly racist.
Maybe a little bit racist
yeah,
too.
Just
yeah.
Quietly,
but
like
he'd
politely
be really
racist.
He would be really polite about saying something racist yeah, to you, yeah. though.
Well, I guess it's time to wrap up the show.
This has been Puke's Gang
episode. I was tested with my full capabilities. Now living in correctional facilities. Some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight man to take like a Buddhist. I'm dropping play for my behavior is hereditary. But my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube. Cause it says I get funky. When you got a subject and a predicate, add it on a dope beat. And it'll make you think some suckers just take them and big tip the stomach. Cause they don't flow like this one. You know what? I don't hesitate to just want to two form through, so don't try to spin this. Thumb drop science, but I'm dropping English. Cut that music off for a second. Even if Yella makes it a cappella, I still express that I don't smoke weed or sesh. Now bring it back. Cause it's time to give a brother brain damage. And brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker and you equal. Don't be another sequel. Express yourself. Thanks for having me on, guys. I'm out of town.
Well, thank you so much, Out of Town Guy, for stopping by the studio. This has been Pugsy Gang episode 299. You can find Day all over at anarchyinyourhead.com. He is a D&D master. I don't know if you knew that. He's got to go to his D&Ds right now and play the Dungeons and the Dragons.
We'll have to have a little segment one time where people can write in questions about D&D, and I'll answer all their questions because I know everything.
We've got as many questions about D&D as we're ever going to get, Dale. I'm sorry. thanks so much, everybody, that signs up for the private channel lounge at PukeOfTheGang.com/VIP. PukeOfTheGang.com/live is where you can check out the live stream when we're streaming. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, blah, 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 all that shit. You know, Patreon, too, if you'd rather sign up via that manner. Anyway, Andrew, anything?
Yeah, SchoolSucksProject.com for more Brett. And Brett Sucks America is coming up.
Yeah,
and
see them all over.
For a brief bit, Andrew and Brett suck each other in America.
What?
Rock on.
Rock on!
Oh, bye, Dale. Thanks
bye
for coming.
Dale!
Keep talking.
Yeah, well, you know, and also, my middle name is Alexander.
It is?
What?
Alexander.
I thought it was Andrew.
Alexandru.
I could do oral sex in a vagina.
I never said that.
Nope.
Yeah,
huh?
Where'd you get that?
Fuck yeah!
I have no idea. It's one of the drops I have from somewhere.
I don't think I've ever said I would do vagina oral.
That was made in 2013.
I could do oral sex in a vagina.
So, I don't know, Dale.
I think you could.
Nah, I think you photoshopped that.
That's what we photoshopped.
So it's a quandary.
Brought to you by Shitbox.
That could be a... We could do a sort of a challenge at some point where we try to make up a URL that doesn't actually exist. Like you go
Lemon part. Well, I can make one up. Flaglorbablarpol.com.
Not just that, but like it has to be something that's believable, you think might be. Like half of them actually are.
Right.
DornerTruth.com.
Yeah. What?
DornerTruth.com.
Have you not been to DornerTruth.com?
I've been to DornerTruth.com.
That's the intro.
Okay.
Jesus. I don't know where that even started.
Real quick, you got to show Brett Huelhauser.
Look at that logo.
This series is endorsed by the California Teachers Association, the California School Boards Association,
did you
and
know you're
the California
this guy?
Library Association.
No, this guy isn't me.
Give it well, hello, everybody. I'm Huelhauser. Get ready for an adventure, because we're going to be spending the whole day exploring climbing on and getting up close and personal with an honest-to-goodness California icon. And there it is, right up there. The world-famous Hollywood sign. Lots of history there and lots of colorful stories connected with that sign over the years.
I can't believe somebody paid this man to do this.
public television, man.
The sign is kind of cloaked in fog and mist. It's kind of overcast. It just adds that much more mystique to what this adventure is all about.
All right, I've started recording hour.
Okay, go.
I've started recording part two.
It's like once a year, maybe, I find a bug in my house.
Oh, God! I should have videotaped that, but I don't know what my phone...
Did you squish it? Did you squish it inside the napkin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's sad.
I'm surprised how much that's bothering you.
Wheel bugs are most active in daylight.
You should have, yeah.
I could have done it. I didn't know it was going
to
bother you that much.
I've been trying to be more of a man lately.
But you can fix cars. I can't do that. But I can squish a bug.
Dale's playing Buckyballs
again. No, it's okay. I'm just going to make a penis real quick and I'll be done.